government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
From the New World Order. To those of you in the population who are aware of our existence, those of you who have chosen to resist us, the final war is approaching. This is your last chance to join us. You must accept that you are not the majority. Your numbers are not growing. Your efforts to expose our methods have gone unnoticed and buried. Your brothers and sisters are not awake. Your children will not rise up. They will remain unaware of our presence and live lives of no significance. You must thank us for giving them this blessing. We have clouded their eyes by design. Even your leaders, those you look to for inspiration and direction, know fully well of their impending defeat. They see the fate that awaits their movement. They cannot rise above the full force of our manipulation and control of the government, of the media, of the economy, of the armies. Those who will uphold our new laws are being prepared all around you. Alex Jones, the 4th of July is approaching. You have already slowed our juggernaut machine. You have made your point. You are beginning to become a nuisance. Lay down your arms. Silence your flock of sheep. You are leading them to a slaughter. Do not force our hand on Independence Day. Those who cling to the old world must accept what is coming. On July 4th, the truth must not rise.
All right, folks, it is Monday, the 30th day of June, 2008, and Truth Rising will come out this Friday at PrisonPlanet.tv, and of course, you can now officially order it. For all intents and purposes, it is not pre-ordering, because it'll be shipping out Saturday and next Monday to all of you out there on DVD, the preeminent 9/11 film. Because it shows the activism that is taking over the media, that is short-circuiting the New World Order's puppets, that is really giving them the shakes. Now, that trailer you just heard, I first saw it Friday night on YouTube. We got it posted by Saturday afternoon, and we posted it there making clear that it was a fan video. Obviously, that's not the New World Order. And if you watch the images, it says, you know, you're not the majority. And we show a poll where 80-something percent believe 9/11 is an inside job. I mean, I don't think of myself as that smart. And I don't think of most of us in this movement as that smart. But really, sometimes we have to realize that we're just average and that a lot of people are just totally dumb. Because the video has gone completely viral and people think it's real. Or they think we made it, and they think it's there's no end to it. There is not a thimble's worth of discernment out there sometimes, and just amazing. All right, huge news, massive guest, totally jam-packed. Stay with us.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Israel is saying that they are going to attack Iran in the next 6 months. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's extreme saber rattling. I know that for 5 years, the criminals that have hijacked our government, I don't want to say our government, have had groups inside Iran, Wahhabist sect groups, Al-Qaeda groups, attacking the Iranians while telling the lobotomized public that Iran is Al-Qaeda. Just incredible hoax, as usual, in this land of godforsaken mindlessness and willful ignorance. Only here could they get away with that. Now they've publicly announced, last year in a White House press release, but now, I mean, it's big news that military operations led by U.S. Special Forces commanding Wahhabist inside Iran have been carrying out military operations. Bush wants another $400 million to fund the operations, which they admit are the bombing of mosques, the bombing of schools, the shooting up of school buses, to make the public go into a rage and demand military action against the U.S. And then the nukes drop. And the people running our government have said if Iran fights back in any way to these 5 years of terror attacks now intensifying, or when they are bombed, over 1,000 sites to be bombed, If they fight back in any way, the media will gasp in horror and go, the ultimate evil has been committed. Iran has premeditatedly, without being attacked, attacked. Now, they will say that. They will say Iran has attacked without being attacked because they know the public are willful slaves who love to be psychologically raped, physically raped, and just are pure scum. And so, and you think I'm joking. I told you the Supreme Court would come out and they would say, big victory for gun rights advocates, but we can still ban guns, register guns, not let you have guns. And you saw exactly that. I told you Limbaugh would endorse Hillary. You heard that 5 years before it happened. And I'm telling you that if they attack Iran, well, they're attacking them right now, but in a aircraft doing it, not just CIA-backed Al-Qaeda, then you will hear the media just absolutely say, never before in the history of war has something so vicious been done. Iran, without being attacked, has attacked. As you watch their cities and their entire infrastructure being bombed by 1,000, 2,000-pound and larger bombs, you will hear them say, this is not an attack. And you will see the public, a large portion, say it's real. Okay? Because this is the other world now. This is insanity. This is a nation gone completely insane. Under group mind control. I'm not joking. You're going to see it happen, okay, if the attack goes forward. You think I joke with this stuff? I'm not. This is the mass delusion that is happening. That's what it's all about. And so we've got a lot of news on that. Ray McGovern joined us because he was chief White House CIA briefer, senior analyst to Reagan and Bush Sr., and he also is fighting for his life against lymphomic cancer right now. So Ray's been particularly forthcoming with everything. In the past, he was a bit owly, but still said quite a bit on the show. Now he's just laying it all out on the table, saying Israel may stage terror attacks to get us to go to war with Iran, or our own government may do it. Just point blank telling you the facts. So we need to get Bill Christensen back on. I keep forgetting. Trey, get Bill Christensen. He's in the book. Call him now. He was section chief in Europe, in Germany at one time. That's super senior. He says 100% 9/11 carried out by the government. They didn't let it happen. They didn't bring him in and let it happen. They were U.S. government agents set up, put on board planes, and then we don't know what happened after that. But it's absolute fact they were U.S. government agents, protected, and were set up somehow. Done. Story's over. People say, well, then what exactly happened? I don't know. They were government agents, though. Done. Admitted. Fact. So that's just some of what's happening. That's just some of what's going on. By the way, I mean, 99% of the public don't want the North American Union. 80-something percent don't want the war. 91% in Gallup poll don't want open borders. So, when I say the public are idiots, I'm talking about maybe 20% of the public who will literally, if the government told them that horse droppings was chocolate pie, they would gobble it and tell you were a conspiracy theorist if you didn't believe it, and they put whipped cream on top of it. I mean, they will buy anything that, you understand, it's admitted the hijackers were U.S. government agents in triplicate, colonels, the heads of bases, the heads of embassies, witnesses, FBI agents, it's all on record. It is a incontrovertible fact. Done. Case closed. You understand it is a fact. Our criminal government is running Al-Qaeda, attacking Iran 5 years straight, now publicly has U.S. special forces murdering Iranians, murdering families, bombing, carrying out attacks, blowing up churches, blowing up mosques. That's what they are. And the Iranians are just sitting there taking it, knowing that Israel and the criminals that run our country have said, we will rain nukes on you. And there's a bunch of idiot ne'er-do-wells driving around thinking they're redneck good old boys all over the country, who all they talk about is glass parking lots, and they think Iranians are Arabs. And they have no idea. They can't even find Iran on a map. They don't care. They love their dollar being destroyed. They love being shot up with mercury shots in their flu shot. They love giving their kids shots that sterilize them and give them cancer. They love drinking sodium fluoride water. They love having their currency destroyed, their future destroyed, their nation destroyed. They will... I mean, we went out to Crawford, folks, and we had them run over and violently threaten us in their cowboy hats, but I guarantee you not a one of them knew how to ride a horse, probably afraid of them like Bush, and literally get in front of the camera and say, WMDs were found, and then literally start acting like children going, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. I mean, just mass mental illness, rotten-brained idiots. And you bet I'm mad, folks. You bet. And then you got the communist, socialist, well-meaning, bug-eyed, low-level liberals out there who think handing in your guns is good and all this other stuff. Hey, the New World Order wants your guns. The New World Order wants open borders. Why am I against open borders? The New World Order's for it. Anything they're for, I'm against. They're for Planned Parenthood, I'm against it. Then you go look at why, you find out why. Do you hear one of your La Reconquista, Raza groups funded by the Ford Foundation and the U.S. government screaming kill the gringo on your Spanish radio and the media ignoring it like they don't know? You think you're getting away with something? That's all globalist financed. Meanwhile, they're killing your Raza left and right. One-third of the babies being born in Mexico City have got that syndrome where they don't have a developed brain. It's all the toxic waste from this country that's dumped down there. I want that to stop. I want your Raza to stop dying, you idiots. Because we're all one Raza. Yeah, there's different varieties of the human race, but we're still one race, ladies and gentlemen. And if the New World Order is allowed to chew your guts out, they're going to be able to chew mine. I don't want my people, my family getting hurt by the New World Order. I understand what comes around goes around. I understand the basic laws of the universe. Because I got a bunch of news on that now. They are now allowing illegal aliens to have cocaine and heroin and are not busting them. I have mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's not enough that they don't get DWIs. It's not enough they don't have to have driver's license, but citizens do. It's not enough they throw the book at citizens, but don't at illegals. Now they can have cocaine and heroin. In this country, there's nothing, no nation has ever gone this far in some areas into tyranny. It just totally blows me away. I said I had all this news. It's all insane. I have probably over 150 articles here in front of me today I want to cover. Look at this. San Francisco Chronicle. Feds probe SF's migrant offender shield. And it goes on to say, youths caught dealing crack cocaine are protected and are released. Because the city says, well, there might be possible federal deportation, and that's a violation of his precious rights, so we have to let him go. And they even gave him a flight home with carte blanche by city officials to return. The city's practices recently prompted a federal criminal investigation into whether San Francisco has been systematically circumventing U.S. immigration law. But see, that's just the feds getting mad at one of their more modern, cities in their dehumanization at being a few phases, a few upgrades down the line. See, that will upset the natives too much here in the U.S., so they have to have the guest worker program first. I got a bunch of other articles like it. Okay, here's an example of what I'm talking about. I was at KLBJ where I broadcast, where we syndicate the show on the Sunday, abbreviated two-hour show from 4 to 6 Central. There's a nice news lady in there, and I heard them do a newscast on how the oil price is up because of speculation. So I walked out during the break, and I said, listen, here's Bloomberg, and here's AP, and here's a couple other things saying it's all because of dollar devaluation. But I said, you never hear this on radio or TV. It never gets on the news. It's on all the news wires. It's a fact. But I hear all the talk shows saying it's a mystery. Do you want this? She said, well, I've got to get it approved by the news director, but maybe he will. And maybe they will. But, I mean, it's not like I need to go have them report it. It was just almost like you want to tell somebody the truth. You know, you have that instinct to go, hey, let me tell you something. But you know I'm the conspiracy theorist, so I can't be listened to. Bloomberg, OPEC leader Khalid says dollar will drive oil to 170. That's a Bloomberg headline. And that's what. And I know we keep talking about this because it's coming home to roost now, but this is nothing compared to 2 years from now, a year from now, 3 years from now. I mean, total breakdown of society if this continues. And it is. It's continuing. And they're just hiring more cops and training them to be thugs so we don't get out of line when we become slaves.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect to Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect to cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
We're back live. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. We are in very interesting times, as the Chinese say. And ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get more interesting. I have no idea how supermodels can throw themselves out of windows because they're reportedly bored with life. I mean, you walk out at sunset and you see the mantle of the heavens, the atmosphere out into galactic deep space. You see the stars and planets winking into view as nightfall comes into play. You look down below and you see a baby lizard grabbing a tiny bug and scurrying under a rock. Then I watch nighthawks come out and feed on the insects, swirling around in columns up into the sky. Bats frolic, owls. It's just so amazing. Life all around you, beauty all around you, majesty all around you. And the public doesn't care. They're all obsessed and worshipful of their pointless sports heroes. I was watching a video somebody sent me on one of my previous stalkers on YouTube, and the guy was just freaking out and crying and worshiping over some baseball pitcher. And so just, and you could see it, the mass mental illness. I mean, it's just the, so important, some pitcher, but not what's happening in the world or to the very currency. That very individual's howled and laughed at me about dollar devaluation, thinking it's funny, saying it isn't happening, just snickering and laughing just a few months ago. And now look at it, in a few months, we're diving down, we're crashing now. But it's too fun to snicker and giggle and make little jokes about it. And I really, even if the person's mindless and mentally ill, I want to help them. I really have brotherly love. I care about people. I don't want this to happen. I don't want these criminal banks to carry this out against us, this criminal consolidation. I'm sad it's happening. I'm sad for those that wrongly attack me and make stuff up about me. I'm not upset that you're attacking me. I'm upset that you are walled off from reality and don't know a good man when you see one and don't know good fruits when you see them. And that you fritter away all the time attacking me and a few others instead of attacking the New World Order or warning people about the basics of what's happening. It's just so frustrating. So many things I want to say. So many things I want to do. Let's just get into the news now. Ray McGovern isn't joining us for an hour in about 35 minutes from now. And then we're going to have some 9/11 truthers on in the fourth hour. We will all week long as we build up towards Truth Rising coming out on Friday, July 4th. 2008, OPEC leader Khalil says dollar will drive oil to 170. OPEC president predicted the price of oil would climb to 170 a barrel before the end of the year, citing the dollar's decline. That's it. Oil prices are expected to reach 170 as demand for fuel is growing. They don't just say that. I mean, but they say they do. So get ready, 170, folks. We told you a few years ago it's going to go to 200. I'm sorry, Bilderberg runs things, and they said, and we went through the threats and the detaining and the Jim getting shot at before, and all we go through all this for you to bring you in pearls before swine. Just laugh and giggle and call it a conspiracy theory. Who else can tell you what the oil price is going to be years before? We can, because we know who runs things. We're not blind. And I'll say it again, the marvel of this is we're just average people. We just are tuned into reality and have a thimble of discernment. The people have bought into so many lies over the years that they don't know which end is up anymore. I mean, I talk to well-to-do people at church, at the bank, at parties I've been invited to, deep-sea fishing, at the gym, and you talk to them and... You know, they'll start talking about business and you know, they're living in a $1 million house. They're, they're making a $500,000 a year. And folks, they don't know the dollar's been devalued because they watched that monkey, Jim Cramer. It's just incredible. I mean, Ron Paul talked about it 30 years ago. I talked about it 13 years ago, But it isn't about who talked about it first. It's about now. It is incredibly apparent. I mean, people were freaking out 30 years ago when the dollar was losing value, but then it was a slow slide. But still, it meant the country would be bankrupt in 30 years. Well, guess what? 28 years has passed, baby. It's now time. The country is being led to the gallows. You're now standing before a rope. I'm telling you to resist it, and you're telling me it isn't a rope. Snickering at me. You need to be slapped upside your head.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Of you, because if we are able to get the word out now on talk radio, on the television shows, you can call in locally and nationally in letters to the editor that it is the private Federal Reserve's deliberate action to devalue the dollar, and that's the main reason that we have massive inflation in every commodity, including energy, oil, natural gas. They keep saying it's the oil companies. They keep saying it's the Arabs doing this to be mean. Why is natural gas up from $7, what, 4 or 5 months ago, 3 months ago, to now $13, $14 per 1,000 cubic feet, or however they measure it, some British measurement? I mean, how is all this happening? The dollar has been devalued, and I know you, the listeners, know that. I know many of you knew that before. I knew that. The point is, you need to call into the news stations, and they won't listen to you, a common slave. They've been trained to be arrogant and on power trips. you know, email them, fax them these all these headlines. Just type the dollar and oil into Google. Click news. There are scores of stories every day, but it's never. So you'll have thousands of stories in AP, 400 or 500 in Bloomberg, a couple hundred in UPI, 1,000 or so or more in Reuters on all these subjects, and a lot of them are good and important news. But the gatekeepers, they sit over that and make sure that only three or four are getting your paper. And you notice it'll always be the same in every major paper. It'll always be the diversion or the distraction or somebody jumping over a fence to get their hat and a roller coaster cuts their head off. Sure, sounds interesting, but doesn't matter in the big scheme of things. Okay? Or a crocodile, an alligator in Florida rips some guy's arm off. Very interesting for, you know, just for mindlessness value. I have to admit I'm interested in that. I wanted to, when I heard it on the radio, I certainly, you know, tipped my ear to it. But at the same time, I'd be more interested in hearing, and it's a kind of chicken or the egg thing. It's a feedback loop. If they were to push more important news and information, people be more into important news. The point is that they have these radio shows everywhere. I mean, I've probably heard in the last couple of years, 200, 300, I mean, it's in the hundreds of national and local shows, TV shows going, why is oil up? Gee, Jiminy Cricket, I don't know. Let's have a panel of six experts on CNN or Fox or National Public Radio or local Austin radio, and let's have long discussions about, I'll be in L.A., I'll be in New York, I'll be in Chicago, and I'll be in Florida, I'll hear the same discussions. I'll hear it on XM, I'll hear it on Limbaugh. Why is it? Oh, it's such a mystery. Let's get Sherlock Holmes in here. And I'm like, dollar, 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 dollar. And folks, it affects everything. Food, transportation, clothing, schooling, everything's going to go up. And see, here's the deal. Inflation always hits the country that has devalued its currency, if it's a devaluation inflation. And that's what it normally is. It's the most vicious, the most dangerous, the most hyperbolic in the destruction of the economy, the most final, too. It devastates for decades, bare minimum. Most nations never recover. You hear about Africa, you hear about Latin America, how they're big jokes, everybody's totally poor, how they just can't ever get it together. They debase their currencies. It's now happening here. You know, from the founding of this country, well, that's actually not right. They had hyperinflation with the fiat currency to run the war from 1776 until the mid-1780s. And then from that point on, it was gold and silver backed. And the currency actually, until the 1890s, gained a percent in value. And we had, on average, 11% growth rates in this country. They call 3.4 raging now. Okay, so would you rather have 11% growth rates and your money stay the same, or would you rather have 3% with real 10%, 15% inflation, so you're losing? And then the bankers took over, started manipulating things in the 1890s, and the dollar lost about 10% of its value by 1913, and then from then on, up until now, it has lost 80% of its value. Well, do the math. If it had lost about 10% of its value by 1913, and then it's worth about 1 cent, a little under 1 cent what it was pre-Federal Reserve, you can just do the math and figure it out for yourself that it has not gone very well for us. That's prosperity, though. But see, we had 4 cents of value in 2000. The dollar had kept 4 cents of its value, and so that was your benchmark value of a dollar. And now they ran it down to 3 cents value and 2 cents value, and now globally it's at 1 cent value, but the full ramifications of that devaluation have not come home to roost. So we're still at about 3 cents per dollar, 1913 level value. And we've lost, you know, one of those cents from 4 to 3, and people are freaking out and feeling that. Now, here in the next few years, it is a mathematical certainty, unless of a miracle, or unless Ron Paul was able to put in his policies, or some of the other groups that are out there that have good plans. This has happened in a lot of other countries. It's why we know it works. But a few more, maybe 6 months more of this, there's no pulling out. And it's probably too late now. It's just the difference of war in the streets, total breakdown in society, because there was breakdown in 1929 through 1939. But people were more moral and more agrarian and more self-sufficient. Now it's going to be just, if I was a selfish person, I would have left the country. If I was a selfish person, if I only cared about Alex Jones and Alex Jones's family, I would have been out of here a year ago. I would be living humbly in some place like Costa Rica or somewhere in southern Mexico, being very, very humble and, you know, having a front of running some tourist shop or something and keeping a very low profile. I mean, never really talking to people, acting stupid, wearing a baseball cap, picking my nose. Okay? But I am not doing that. I am going down with this thing because I love this country and this republic. But I want you to know, folks, that we're not trying to scare you here. We're trying to warn you about what's happening. You better hold on to your seat. Because we have a nation of people bred and trained on lies, and they're finally waking up that something's wrong, but they can't even imagine. It's kind of like your husband's acting suspicious, and you think he's hidden a present for you in the basement, and then you go down and pull up the floorboards, and there's five dead kids in there. And then you're screaming and yelling and vomiting and freaking out and having a total psychological breakdown. You see, you thought it was something he was hiding from you. You thought, no, it was dead bodies. See, the public's woken up to that level. They think, and they act like children. Maybe it's a little worse. Maybe it's a wife who thinks the husband's cheating on her and that something's hidden in the wall behind the closet. She's found out he's built a little thing back there. And you open it up, and there's an acid tank with 14 bodies have been stuck in, and she opens it up, and one's in there half-eaten from a week before. And she's panicked. The room's spinning. She's stumbling around through the hall. She's out front, can't breathe. The horror, the revulsion, the everything. That's going to be you. That's going to be all of us. Don't you understand? Don't you understand? That's the horror of this. And they've premeditatedly, this criminal group, has set up this police state to make you the terrorist if you fight back going to forced labor camps that they admittedly are building for us. Look, I'm not going to any forced labor camp. And I'm self-sufficient. Just stay away, police. Okay, you love the government. You love the dollar dying. You love tasering people. You love open borders. You love all this selective enforcement. Fine. But what are you going to do, cops, when you hear your cousins are getting drug off to forced labor camps in another state? I want to tell a brief story here. I saw videos over the weekend. I finally had time to slow down and watch some of the videos and photos out of Ohio and other states where they would run checkpoints and block areas that weren't even completely flooded. And if you tried to drive around them, they would run up and jump in front of your car and then pull a gun out on you and then charge you for bumping them. When they jump in front of your car. I had a state trooper jump in front of Aaron's Mustang about, I don't know, 8 months ago. We were getting some final shots for Endgame. I wanted to have one driving by the governor's mansion at night to cut in with me bullhorning it. You see that shot in the film. And a state trooper literally jumps out onto whatever that street is that runs perpendicular to 11th in front of the governor's mansion. Jumps out. We're going about 20 miles an hour. We slam on the brakes. He jumps out 15 feet in front of us. We almost hit him. Folks, they would have gunned us down or sent us to prison if that idiot would have been hit by our car. You're an idiot jumping in front of the car. Anyways, to see why we were driving around in a convertible with a camera. And yes, endangering your life and my freedom is idiotic. Anyways, I said, yeah, we're driving by getting a moving shot. Now, you've got all that going on. But listen, don't feel bad people in Ohio getting charged with felonies for trying to drive to your house. Ian, you got to give these cops credit. The head of the parish, and we've played the clip here many times, was his name Richard? His mother for 5 days was trapped in a nursing home with a foot of water in her bed with bugs on her. She had no water, had no food. She had a cell phone that was still working. The hospital staff called. The police said, please helicopter in, get him now. His mother called the head, the chief of police, and said, save me, son, and begged for 5 days. And because the feds ordered him not to save his mother, he let her die. So they're not even really evil, folks. They're just mind-controlled. My mother is begging for her life. I might wait 6-7 hours in trying to get the cops to go in or somebody to go in and get the people out, but I'm not waiting a day. And you know what? After today, I'm going in, and you try to stop me, people are going to, well, you know what's going to happen. They have engineered the cops to where their own mamas. The guy broke down on TV and said, my mama called, and I said, we're coming, mama. We're coming. We're not given the go-ahead to come in yet, mama. The first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, and the fifth day, mama died. That's right. Your mama died because you followed those bastards, FEMA, who told tens of thousands of firemen and police who showed up to go in and save everybody, no, you got to wait. We're in control. And because you waited 4 and 5 days before the Coast Guard wasn't allowed in because FEMA said. It was about FEMA saying and FEMA having a laboratory test of what people would do inside that sports dome to make it look bad so they could then say, oh, we screwed up, we need more power and funding, when they already have unlimited funding and power. And I remember reading later that hundreds of police lost family members. I mean, folks, I would swim in the cover of night. I would walk 20 miles to save my family. That is just basic instinct. It's not in these cops, folks. It's not in these cops. They will follow orders as their mother begs for help and dies. Their own mothers. So, of course, when some guy tries to drive around them, it's about authority. It's about mindless authority, the orders they get and the orders they give you. So go ahead, carry out your orders, boys. When this thing goes down like Argentina, that's probably the model you're going to see here. They want a slow slide into third world slavery, and I frankly hope that's the case. I hope it doesn't flare up, but as bad as it's probably going to get, it's going to be bedlam. If the dollar continues to slide. And the establishment's talking about going ahead and bringing it down to almost nothing. You know, I remember the peso just a decade or so ago, I don't know, I guess it was 15 years ago, was 30-1 to the dollar. Then it was 20-1. Then it was 15-1. Then it was 10-1. Then it was 8-1. It's now 5-1. And I try to tell yuppies, and they just have that same smart-ass, excuse my term, that's the only one that describes it. It's like a self-delusion, an arrogance. And I watch yuppies at the gym. I watch, remember, they're walking around doing weird faces at each other and strutting. And you can tell they're on, like, weird little power trips, like when I was 5 years old and would dress up like a knight and strut around like I was the king or something. I mean, I remember being 3, 4, 5 years old and kind of even being embarrassed then, realizing I was play-acting. The general public's just play-acting. They're primping and posing and strutting, and they're so delusional. You tell them the dollar's plunging, and they think you're showing off to them. They think you're acting fancy or smart or uppity, and they just snicker at you. Or that you're pathetic, that you're some wimp trying to be their friend. I've been stuck in traffic before and said, you know, they're going to turn this road into a toll road out the window. Over and over again, I've done this. I've done this when we were driving over to an anti-WTO, anti-NAPA superhighway rally last March, and we were stuck in traffic, and I was in the back of a pickup truck, and I said to a car full of yuppies, I said, they were in an open-top BMW, I said, you know, they're going to put a toll road on this road. It's already paid for, but they're going to put a toll road on it, and it's foreign owned. And he said, oh, that's good. We need that. We need their investment. Just laughed. You see, to him, it's about laughing at something and saying he's part of the system. It's a delusion. You're nothing. You're not part of the system. You're not part of the power. These good old boys that say glass parking lot, the Arabs, and let's get their oil and strut around and laugh. Some of them will even say, yeah, we probably did 9/11. That's how what we got. You know, the Arabs are a threat. We had to get this wimpy country ready to face them. You got to understand the bigger picture. You're not part of the system either, you little buffoon. See, you got all these nobodies that think there's somebody in the system. And I need you to wake up and get your head screwed on straight to do something about this. When we get back, I'll tell you the latest war news. It's really heating up and it doesn't look good. Valuable information straight ahead. Come up in about 20 minutes. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
Ever think about this? Wherever there is a design, there is a designer. If an inquisitive child opened the back of an intricately designed Swiss watch and watched the gears mash and move perfectly together and said, where did this come from? And the teacher responded by saying, once upon a time, there was a big bang explosion in a watch factory. And when the smoke cleared and the dust settled, voila, there was a watch. We call that higher learning or education. But the point is, where there is a design, there is a designer. Where there is a creation, there is a creator. The greatest storybook tells us the story of creation and that the Creator is love. He created out of love and wants love in His creation and wants to be loved. What we are not told in that creation story is why He did not create us so that we could do nothing but love. Think about it. We're not created that way, and we could have been. There is a reason, a real good reason, and when you understand it, you'll have knowledge and understanding that very, very few in all creation have. If you are of that select few who want that understanding concerning the creation story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Why the unions and big business men, and they're going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole gardener's gonna be against the law.
They're already making home gardens illegal in many parts of the country. Oh, but they didn't tell it to you that way. They know how to pacify you. You got to get an expensive license and be inspected. Yeah, democracy don't rule the world.
it don't rule the world.
Better get that through your head.
This world is ruled.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better left unsaid.
And that's why they want your guns. So they can carry out violence against you, and you have no way of defending yourself. Yeah, Bob Dylan knows about the New World Order. I can't say any more than that. I'll just leave it at that. Bob Dylan knows all about the NWO. Mm-hmm. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot to cover here. And the Truth Is Rising, before I get into all this news, Truth Rising is available. You can order it right now. It'll be shipping out the day after July 4th, so get your order in now. For all intents and purposes, it's no longer pre-ordering. We've taken that box off that says pre-order. Just order it on DVD and get the extras that are with the film. It is the history of the 9/11 first responders, how they're dying, the medical reports, how the government premeditatedly knew, how they blocked their care. That's about 30% of the two-hour film. The rest is the history of the 9/11 truth movement. It's explosive action. We are changed, getting in politicians' faces, taking over their media events. It's really got the system scared. It's also a chronicle of the persecution of 9/11 truth. And make no mistake, this film is a political weapon. Truth is a powerful weapon, and I suggest you use it immediately. We're going to have it up there on a DivX version, a bunch of other formats, starting Thursday night at midnight when it rolls over into Friday, so you can burn it directly to disk in super high quality. And I want you right now to buy hundreds of disks. I want you to be standing by. I want you, if you're somewhat computer savvy, we're trying to make it as simple as possible, to point and click and burn them to disk. I want, by next week, tens of thousands of copies out there. If just a few hundred of you make a few hundred copies, that'll happen. And then tell people, make copies of these. I want you to order the DVD to make the best type of copies from. So we also get some seed money to continue. This is all about getting the information out, ladies and gentlemen. This is about a full commitment. These are terrorists that carried out the attacks. I mean, did you hear Kevin Ryan's info, how they've tracked back the explosive thermite to top professors involved with NASA? And with a spray-on type, and then they look at who did the NIST report and the cover-ups, and it happens to be of just less than 100 people globally. That's literally all the people involved at NIST, is these top thermite experts. I mean, just the exact, they identify thermite as the accelerant explosive, a special nanothermite that NASA people developed. And then that's who's involved in the demolition of the wreckage, the cover-up, the NIST. It's all this circle of thermite experts. The only group. Red-handed, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. I had chills up and down me during that interview. I had chills as I read the reports. I had chills ever since. I mean, it's one thing. We know the bigwigs in government who are behind it, but to be zooming in, to be zeroing in on the actual bomb makers. Good God. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have penetrated the New World Order's aura of invincibility. They are not invincible. They are not omnipresent. They are not unstoppable. They want to play God. They want to be able to surveil all of us, manipulate the weather, but they don't have total control. They are not invincible. They are not omnipresent. They can be defeated. I know in my heart. I know intellectually. I know historically. That's the first thing we've got to get straight, is that they can and they will be defeated. You've got to realize these churches are on government payroll to pacify you and just tell you to say praise God all day. Well, everything goes to hell in a handbasket, whether that's going to happen or not. Duty is ours. Consequence belongs to the Creator. And we got a job to go out and fight evil. We got a job to put ourselves in the way of innocents who are being attacked by thugs and criminals. Folks, you've got to ask yourself what your line in the sand is. You better think about it. My line in the sand would definitely be, if I was the police chief of the parish that New Orleans is in, and my mother was 85 years old in a nursing home with water up to her bed for 5 days on a cell phone begging him to come help her, and the feds said he couldn't, so the police chief let his mother die. You talk about a line in the sand. How could you let that happen? How? And then most cops would do that, folks. They're not. Most of them aren't even bad. They're brainwashed that they got to follow the government's orders. They got to do whatever it is, no matter how criminal. Because some minion of the Saudis, some little horse manager toady of Bush, some monkey wouldn't let him do it. I mean, there were tens of thousands of good firemen and police that showed up back in 50, 60, 60 70, 80, when New Orleans flooded 100 years ago. People from all over the country, forget just police, showed up and they fixed it fast. When it was a sniper up on the UT Tower, local Austin police went up there with citizens and killed that guy. Did the cops start shooting at other citizens shooting at the tower? No. Today, if there was some shooter and citizens pulled a gun out and were shooting, I guarantee you the cops would gun you down in your back. They're brainwashed, folks. They've changed. And police, don't tell me you haven't. And you're a lot less safe now because of it. You'll sit there while your mama dies. I'll say it again, folks. What's your line in the sand? I am not going to any labor camp. I'm not going anywhere with the army in flat bag trailers. You come in my house, and this isn't some macho thing. I don't even like talking about it. Bottom line, stay away from me and my family. You love your New World Order. You love all the stuff you're part of. You want to sit there and let your mama go to one. You go right ahead, but you stay away from me. And you listen up. There's a lot of other people aren't going to go along either. And don't roll your eyes at me. It's all over the news. They built FEMA camps and forced labor camps. And they got all these talking heads on TV saying, send people to camps. It's time to grow up, ladies and gentlemen, and realize we're in a world of hurt here. We got some hardcore psychos in control. They're doing some. These are the people that created Lenin and Mao. These are the people that created Hitler. I can go through every bit of the facts. Lord Milner bragged about it in England. You better find out who Lord Milner is. Find out who charted everything we're living. Find out who Cecil Rhodes is. Find out who the Rothschilds are. Find out who the Rockefellers are. Find out what eugenics is. You better. Because let me tell you something, whether you like it or not, or whether you laugh at me or not, your life and your future depends on it. You got me, Jack? You got me, cops? You got me? I'm a good man. I'm a good person. I'm a good person who keeps his word and who loves God and who loves his family. I'm a good person. And I'm a man, too. I'll fight for my family and my country. I know I'm on the right side. I know you're on the bad side. Now, when we get back, I'm going to get into news that will curl your hair. But you've got to know about it. Infowars.com is the coordinates to get truth rising. Order it on DVD now. Go out and buy a fancy DVD burner. a mask right now. Go get it and make copies.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This just in, and it's from LouRockwell.com, so we know it's from right out of the belly of the system. That is certainly very close to Ron Paul campaign, so we know this is accurate. I have heard he was ill. I'm going to get somebody from the now shutdown campaign, shutdown for president, that is, now the Liberty Group, on about this from the Ron Paul campaign in loving memory of Kent Snyder. Kent Snyder, who we interviewed so many times. Why don't we dig up the last time I had Kent on and play a few minutes of that later? He's dead, ladies and gentlemen. Just like all of us are going to be someday, you don't get out of this alive. And guess what he died of? Acute viral pneumonia. And there's all these deaths in Austin where I live from it, and all these deaths from staff. And in the past, they did screening when you came into the country. It didn't matter if you were German or Chinese. They don't now. And that's why people's arms and legs are rotting off, and kids are dying, and TB spreading everywhere, and people all over the country are dying at young ages from viral pneumonia. And it's an epidemic. There's pandemics everywhere. Pandemics now of leprosy in the U.S. And it'll be in the back of the paper, just like rocket attacks, truck bombings, Mexican troops kidnapping, killing inside the U.S. It's anything that makes open borders look bad is never national news. So this doesn't exist. Kind of like dollar devaluation doesn't exist. It's all over the foreign news, but it's just not to be discussed here, so it doesn't exist. Writes Ron Paul, the freedom movement has suffered a great loss. Kent Snyder, chairman of my presidential campaign, lost his tragic battle with pneumonia last week. Kent was a true lover of liberty. He was an American patriot. He was my friend, and he was and will be missed. We need to maybe get Ron Paul on about this. Kent was a gentleman who carried himself with quiet dignity. While soft-spoken, great inner strength lay behind the keen blue eyes, he was filled with conviction and principles of decency. Loyalty and respect ran to his core. Those fortunate enough to work closely with Kent were touched by his integrity and old-fashioned American worth ethic. Stories of his youth in Kansas and lessons taught to him by his two greatest influences, his mother and father, were often shared with friends and colleagues. During difficult times, Kent was always a calm at the center of the storm. I first met Kent in 1987 when he was a young man in his 20s. See, Kent was young, folks. On my first presidential run, over the next 20 years, we worked together on countless projects in the name of freedom. It was Kent, more than anyone else, who urged me to run again for president last year. I was skeptical, but he was much more confident. The time was right. Without Kent, I don't know if what would have happened. Though he was an optimist in the end, even he didn't expect what we achieved. I did. Could have done more. Like so many in our movement, Kent sacrificed much for the cause of liberty. He sidetracked a blossoming political career when he chose to work for a third-party candidate. He walked away from a lucrative career in telecommunications executive to work for me in Washington when I returned to Congress in the 90s. Ultimately, he sacrificed his health as we worked tirelessly across the clock and around the clock on a presidential campaign, ignoring the pleas of his doctors to pull back. That's right. Ron Paul was quite sick, too, many times, and people would gripe and complain he wasn't doing enough or that he didn't have enough fire on TV. It's exhausting shaking thousands of hands, doing dozens of media appearances a day. I'm a young man, and it's exhausting sometimes when I do similar things. But he's dead. Maybe that's enough for you. Kent poured every ounce of his being into our fight for freedom. He will always hold a place in my heart and the hearts of my family. We deeply mourn his loss. And it goes on, I hope we can celebrate Kent's life, this wonderful man he was, for tremendous success of his contribution to the cause of liberty and the bright path he helped blaze to a future of freedom springs alive once again. Kent should be remembered with every victory we achieve as we move forward together. Without Kent Snyder, the fight for liberty would not be where it is today. We all owe him a great debt. Very hardworking. Oh, God. Another loss. He died last night. Viral pneumonia. And, folks, there's people dying. I know people in Austin dying of it. You've got to get your kids out of public school. And nothing against the illegal aliens, folks, but the meningitis, the viral pneumonia, all of it, the flesh-eating bacteria. I mean, I got stuff rotting my leg right now that antibiotics can't even knock out, okay? It's getting bad. There's plagues upon us. And, God help us. It's so horrible. This government is so whacked out. You understand, folks, that they do no testing on anybody coming into this country? It's called racist to do it, though Irish and Scottish and British and German and Dutch and Italian immigrants all had to do it. And the stuff coming out of, there's now all sorts of weird burrowing parasites that eat holes in you. It's bad in California, Texas, Nevada, Arizona. There's all sorts of, folks, it's scary when you're in Guatemala or El Salvador or Nicaragua, or you want to go down to Mexico City, go down there. Most dangerous city on earth. Go down and look at it. That's what's coming here. And I feel sorry for these poor people. They've got more billionaires than anywhere else in the world in Mexico, triple the resources we've got. They're poor, but forget that. They've got the worst TB is out of Russia. It's drug immune. Kills you. They'll have some grandstanding show about chasing some guy down that flew on a plane to make you think they're doing something that was a big psyop. That stuff's all over the place. That stuff's everywhere. You couldn't pay me $1 million to work in a jail. You couldn't pay me $1 million to work for the INS. You couldn't pay me $1 million. But you know what? You go into these restaurants and these people with all this hack on it all day. Hell, they don't even get these people and try to cure them. Let me give you an example. In 2004, 2005, there was zero cases of wet leprosy, transferable leprosy in the U.S. Guess how many cases there were in 2006? 7,000 plus AP. Never see it in the news, though. They're building, they got four leper colonies in Texas now. People don't believe me. I ought to go videotape one. One's outside Palestine, Texas. I ought to go show you lepers so you'll even believe it exists. Because just like dollar devaluation, just like everything else, oh, it doesn't exist. That guy makes stuff up. Well, Kent Snyder's dead from viral pneumonia. People are dying all over the place from it. Some cities have had more than 1,000 people die so far this year from it. Oh, but you'll give up your whole way of life and hide under your couch and let them run checkpoints and take your blood at checkpoints because Al-Qaeda might get you. Somebody in a big, bad, scary beard might come up out under the bed and bite you at night. Meanwhile, real Al-Qaeda is under globalist command, U.S. control, attacking Iran publicly, and Iran is suing the U.S. saying, please stop bombing our schools and churches. And you bring this up to a neocon, they'll just giggle and go, so what? We all kill all of them. I'm like, but it's Wahhabis. It's Al-Qaeda. They used them against the Serbs. They used them against, don't you understand, it's all staged. Shut up, communists. You need to be killed. I didn't triple the size of the government. Shut up! More on Ken Snyder's death later. Let me get into this now before I get into the... Now they want to start World War III news. That's right here in my stack. I was clicking on the Truth Rising trailer too, but the version We Are Changed put up. It's got like 4,000 views. And I was looking at the comments, and I like to link through and see who makes these comments. And there's always Marines, and you'll go to their site, they're Marines, and they're saying, we're going to kill you. You bet there's camps, you bastards. We're trained. We're going to kill you. Or it could be Army, less often. But a lot of times it's Israelis. And in the Truth Rising trailer, too, you hear Dan Wallace, whose father was a firefighter who went into the building, one of the towers that collapsed and killed him. And Dan was very depressed about it. He said he would never show up, that he would never shut up, that he would never be quiet, that he would all, you know, he'd be back at the 10th anniversary if need be. Well, he died. Died in his sleep. And he was very depressed. And the neocon on here says, I'm glad he's dead. Maggots are all over him. Look, he failed. Dan Wallace is dead. He's saying his voice will always be heard, but it isn't going to be heard. Hey, fool, his voice is going to be seen by millions in Truth Rising. His face is going to be seen. His father's sacrifice is going to be seen. And, of course, he's going to live on. Don't you understand that's what this is all about? You strike me down. It just goes on. You just make it bigger. Any of us. We're committed to liberty and the defense of the Republic and humanity against its greatest threat, people like you. He goes on, another comment, to say he wants to kill us and he will pay $100,000 for each of us that is murdered. Now, you need to file complaints with YouTube. He lives in New York. He says he's an Israeli, former IDF. The guy's for real. He needs to be arrested. See, the precedent's been
children and murder them. And folks, he's not joking.
We'll come back and tell you about the enemy and what we face on the other side. Stay with me.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Question, is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Place where he was buried.
six long years I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth I find. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now back live. So, we have Dan Wallace. His father valiantly ran into the burning towers and a firefighter and died in the collapse. And then Dan died shortly after, shortly after the audio you're going to hear right here, you know, out demonstrating, exposing 9/11 as an inside job. Play trailer number two from Truth Rising.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
What's going on for the Bilderberg meeting, and what do you guys talk about up there?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door into a great tree that blinds us to the truth.
We are here in Times Square. Many people from other countries are here with us, know a lot about what's happening. The American public is still learning about the atrocity of that day.
I just wanted to say this. This guy outside told me stop talking about 5 years ago, and I told him I will never stop talking about 5 years ago.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Okay, now on the version of the trailer that We Are Change posted that has 5,000 views, our version's got about, I don't know, 20,000 views. You will go into the comments from Sunday, and there is a guy with the handle Ariel Silverstein. And it says, laugh out loud at Dan Wallace. I told him I would never stop talking about 5 years ago, 9/11. Well, Dan, you are not talking now, are you? So you were wrong. Laugh out loud, ha, 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 ha. He actually pawned himself here by saying he wouldn't stop doing something when he clearly has. Still, I guess having already been eaten by maggots, going back on a statement he made, and once again showing how twofers are always wrong and never stick to one thing is the least of his worries. Laugh out loud, he. Under that, he said, Ariel Silverstein, one-star video. The only useful thing about this video is that it's a convenient resource to identify all the moronic truthers, schizoids, who need bullets planted firmly in their heads. I will pay $100,000 per truther, so get hunting. Now, they may not have gone yet after the criminal, Michael Reagan, who's contracted for murder and said, I'll pay to have 9/11 truthers murdered. But a lot of times they will go after low-level scum, and we need to go to YouTube, have them open a criminal complaint, have his channel shut down. Now, you go to his channel, and he talks about how people that disagree with the war basically need to have their kids' children. He says, no, because fundamentally there's nothing wrong with America. However, quite clearly there is something wrong with you. Removing you from the gene pool would be wholeheartedly recommended. And, of course, removing creations of you from the gene pool would be, have a good additional security measure. It's all about murdering our children. It's a brutal lust to commit genocide and to kill. And, hey, the truth's rising, criminals. You're going down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, giving a new meaning to the term working yourself to death. That old saying really has a meaning. Andrew Jackson's daddy worked himself to death clearing the land. A lot of people have worked themselves to death to build this country, and Ken Snyder worked himself to death to try to get Ron Paul elected president. For some, that is not enough still. But we really appreciate Kent Snyder. He was the head of the campaign. We have Jesse Benton, communications director at RonPaul2008.com. They've now formed the big Liberty group to continue the operation against the New World Order. And we're just going to take a few minutes of his time. I want to get Ron Paul up the next few weeks to talk about this, but also what attacking Iran will do to energy and more about the new Liberty Committee that they have set up, and I've got just the man on the line to do that. And that's Jesse Benton. Jesse, I was shocked to hear the news that he died last Thursday, and the family, very private, kept it quiet until you guys got the okay to release it today. This is just terrible news.
It is terrible news, Alex. It is really sad. Kent was a great guy and a great gentleman, and he was my friend, and we're all really going to miss him.
Well, this viral pneumonia is killing people all over the country, and you were telling me he had double viral pneumonia.
Apparently, he was hit by two strands of really, really virulent viral pneumonia, and he was just the kind of guy he was. He was a little reluctant to even go to the hospital. He's just kind of came from that old rugged kind of classic American, you don't really whine about your problems. And literally, it was at Ron's really coaxing, said, Kent, you sound terrible. You need to get to the hospital. got to the hospital, and all of a sudden he was intubated, and they were treating a very aggressive infection in his lungs. They didn't even realize that he had a second viral strain that was also attacking his lungs. By the time that they realized this, they got him treated. So much of his lung tissue had been compromised, literally just eaten away and destroyed, that he was just never tragically able to regain his strength.
Well, it's horrible, my friend, just terrible. Talking about his accomplishments, though, and the type of person he was and how important he was to this campaign for liberty, can you speak about Ken Steiner?
Yeah, I can. And one thing that Dr. Paul wants everybody to know is that without Ken Steiner, we never would have had this presidential campaign. If you look and see what we accomplished and how we really accomplished more in 12 months than we were able to accomplish fighting for 30 years and really launched what we think is the first phase of a revolution to take back our freedoms, it would not have happened without Kent Snyder. Kent and his optimism, his upbeat, positive, can-do attitude convinced Dr. Paul that, you know, the time was right and that it could be done and that there were people out there that were ready to listen and that we could really do this. And we did. And we took a major, tremendous step forward and have, I think, really paved a path to where we can see light at the end of the tunnel. We can accomplish this. We can take back our freedoms. And it wouldn't have happened without Kent.
Yeah, Dr. Paul, Congressman Paul, talked about the fact that it was Kent that finally pushed him over the edge to run, and now even the Trilateral Commission is upset by the fact that the Liberty Revolution is taking over at the colleges, not the fake right-wing neocon counterfeit that the establishment foundations have tried to use to fool young conservatives, not the socialism of the left, also the establishment to domesticate and control the population, but the true rediscovery of liberty, you know, legalized freedom, is now happening, and Kent, his contribution in finally pushing Ron Paul over the edge is really immeasurable, not just for this country, but the future of humanity.
I think you're absolutely right. We need to remember just how important Kent was to making this tremendous step forward. And I hope that we can honor Kent in every victory that we achieve as we move forward together.
Kent Steiner, when are they going to have a memorial service? Is it going to be closed? Is it going to be open?
It looks like there's going to be a very private, closed memorial service, just really close personal friends and family. I don't know. It doesn't look like I even quite more merit being invited to that. And I worked with the guy for a year and a half. But I think that people could send their well wishes onto us at the Campaign for Liberty and campaignforliberty.com, and we'd be happy to send them off to the family.
How old was Kent?
Kent was 49 years old. Too young.
And who does he leave behind?
He leaves behind his mother, two sisters, and a lot of friends and co-workers that he touched.
Amazing. Well, we really appreciate you spending time with us, Jesse Benton, and all you've done for the campaign. Tell us about the march coming up the 12th.
We think it's going to be really cool. You know, Dr. Paul just suggested on an internet video that, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we had a march on Washington? And just like the grassroots out there have always done, they took it upon themselves and have put together a really cool program. It's going to be on July 12th on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Looks like there's going to be a lot of entertainment, a lot of energy, and Dr. Paul's going to go down and participate and say hi to everybody and even make a speech and march along. And it's going to be really cool. We hope that it goes off well, and would encourage everybody to take a look.
Yeah, it's very important that this be big. I mean, you can come to Austin and have 8,000 people, or go to another town and have 15,000. We need to have tens of thousands in Washington. It's very, very important for anybody in that area to show up for that and to spread the word. We are only 12 days away from that taking place. Again, thank you for coming on short notice. Sorry to hear about the loss of Kent Steiner. I know you were good friends with him. It's very upsetting. How's the congressman taking this?
You know, he's a very stoic guy, but I think he's taking it hard. You know, he really knew Kent for 20 years, and anytime you lose a friend and someone that was loyal and worked side by side with you like that, it's tough.
How's Carol taking it?
You know, Carol's a little bit more emotional. There were some tears, Carol's one of the warmest ladies I've ever had the opportunity to be around.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Jesse Benton, any other key information on any other subjects dealing with the continued campaign for liberty?
Well, you know, right now we are working really hard on getting together a great program, great event on September 2nd in Minneapolis, and we'll be unrolling more things out as that comes along. But you know, we have our first big announcement. Tucker Carlson from NBC has agreed to be our MC for the day, so that is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'll be great. Certainly get more media attention with that. In closing, Jesse, I want to get the congressman on about his statements that we're going to have a tripling in energy prices if we attack Iran, and everything he talked about with the devaluing currency is now really starting to accelerate, unfortunately. So I want to get him back up. When is the soonest I can get him back up? Or,
you know, this week's not a bad week for that because Congress is out of session. Why don't you have your people call me and we'll get something set up?
Okay, well, I'm going to have Trey call you right now. How's that sound?
All right, that sounds good.
Hey, thank you. People should visit RonPaul2008.com, or should they visit
CampaignForLiberty.com is our new site. Please join us. Our strength in numbers.
CampaignForLiberty.com. Well, he will live on. Kent Snyder will live on with the great accomplishments and the great foundation of liberty, the great rebirth of liberty, that new foundation that he's helped lay, and he'll always be with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
There goes Jesse Benton, Kent Snyder, dead at 49. I think the Internet had it wrong. He died yesterday because it was kept quiet. He died last Thursday there directly from Jesse Benton inside of the Ron Paul Army, right inside the command citadel. Okay. Look, I got massive news here, but I'm just going to cover these new Iran developments with Ray McGovern when he joins us in 20 minutes. Let's go to calls because I promise we do that, and I want to hear from you. Peggy just dropped off. It's always perfect timing. Todd in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. An issue that I have is you keep saying that the price of oil is now primarily because of dollar devaluation. And I don't dispute that the dollar is losing its value. I'm not like one of these yuppies who just snickers when they hear dollar devaluation. However, it was just a few years ago, and these articles are still on your site, in which it was being reported in the news that oil companies were deliberately restricting their refining capacity domestically.
Hold on a second. You're disagreeing with something I didn't say. I said, because I've done the math and watched the OPEC announcements and read the documents and have enough basic knowledge to know that a little over 70% of the increase in the price of oil is dollar devaluation. Now, absolutely, we have written articles and exposed, and I mention every week, that the AP reported in 2001, and they sued and got the documents through Fourier, that the oil companies in 95 and 96 had meetings and bought up over 200 refineries to artificially create a bottleneck inside the U.S. because there were too many wildcat operations, that is, smaller companies bringing in oil and driving down the price. So I'm not defending the oil companies. They're a pack of larcenous criminals. And believe me, folks, I've had family that's dealt with them with, you know, leases and things. My whole issue is I'm saying the overall crisis and what spurred then the speculation, which is, you know, the rest of the 30% or so, is the fact that globally people are running and racing away from dollars as fast as they can and dumping them into any commodity. So commodities across the board are going up. But now I just wanted to make clear what I said. Go ahead.
Well, the only reason I said that is because I often heard you said that people were missing the mark when they were blaming oil companies. Or at least that was the impression I got.
Well, that's not the crisis that's going to completely destroy our economic future. The dollar going, I mean, it's kind of like we're a ship and we've been strafed, and that killed a few people, but a torpedo is about to hit us that is going to blow the ship in two, and I'm saying evasive action, hard to port now to swing our tail around so that torpedo misses us. So absolutely. Are the oil companies strafing us? Absolutely.
Right. And one final point is one thing that often never gets mentioned whenever the whole issue of the money system is being discussed, is the fact that if everyone, including the government, got out of debt, there would be no money. Because it's all created out of debt in the first place.
Yeah, under the fiat system, but not under...
Right. Well, if it were a debt-free fiat system, that wouldn't be the case. The money supply would exist independently.
And I believe that's the ideal, a debt-free fiat with government controls limited and public education about it and transparency. The Ron Paul's for the gold system. The problem is the bankers now own almost all of that, and that'd be a new monopoly, but better than the one we've got.
Well, one author that I highly recommend getting on your show, if possible, Ellen H. Brown. She came out with a book last year called The Web of Debt. Our website is webofdebt.com. And I have many books on this issue, but this is probably the best one I've read so far. I mean, it really ties it all together.
What's her name?
Ellen Brown. If you type in Web of Debt in Google, that should be the first site that comes up. And the subtitle is The Shocking Truth About Our Money System, The Sleight of Hand That Has Trapped Us in Debt, and How We Can Break Free. And that's the key, is that, I mean, yeah, we need to be told about the problem, but I think a lot of times, inadvertently, we don't focus enough on the solution. That's
sure, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And you're right, sometimes I don't make it clear. I kind of abbreviate things and say, it isn't the oil companies. The oil companies have created the artificial bottleneck so that only so much oil can be refined into gasoline. But still, when they had that in place 8 years ago, you were only paying $1.35. Remember when that was expensive? Yeah, it's gone from $1.35 six, 7 years ago to $4.15 a gallon, and it's only going to go up, folks. So, yes, because it would have been even cheaper if it wasn't for that. Most of the people, most of the groups, most of the analysts out there say we'd be paying about 85 cents a gallon if we had true free market and true drilling. But, hey, even if you have a free market and plenty of refineries, if the dollar goes to nothing, you're going to be paying more for it. You see, it's something that's international. It's a commodity, so they can't manipulate it or play games with it. Have you looked around you? Everything's up in prices. Everything has increased in price. Okay, I'm going to go back to your calls in a little while, but I want to get back into the news. And I've got all this world news. We're going to cover it, but why is it so important? When, you know, I spent 10 minutes earlier talking about Dan Wallace's hero firefighter dad dies. Then a few days after Dan Wallace made the statement you heard us play in the Truth Rising trailer about he'll never shut up about 9/11. He's been told to shut up. He'll never show up. He'll never shut up. That he then died in his sleep. And I mean, just imagine being these Marines and Army people, and the vast majority of them aren't like this, but the hardcore ones are, or this Israeli, identifies himself as an Israeli, but then says he lives in New York and is a U.S. citizen. And he's in here saying, I told him I would never stop talking about 5 years ago, 9/11. I told him I would never stop talking about 5 years ago, 9/11. Well, Dan, you're not talking now, are you? So you were wrong. Laugh out loud, ha, 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 ha. He actually pawned himself here by saying he wouldn't stop doing something when clearly he has. Still, I guess, having already been eaten by maggots, going back on a statement he made, and once again showing how truthers are always wrong and never stick to one thing, is the least of his worries. Laugh out loud, hee hee hee, hee hee hee. And then it says, this is again Ariel Silverstein, one-star video. This is about our trailer. The only useful thing about the video is that it's a convenient resource to identify all the moronic truther schizoids who need bullets planted firmly in their heads. I will pay $100,000 per truther, so get hunting. Okay, again, identify this guy, criminal charges, demand them for soliciting murder. At least call the FBI and put them on him. And get his YouTube channel shut down right now. Get screenshots of that to give. You know, make a big deal. Because they're setting a precedent, just like the Nazis, to be able to persecute people. That's how it started with the SA and the SS. Michael Reagan's helped set that precedent. But Michael Reagan is going to be sued and held liable and will lose in court if violence is carried out. And the way this is going, see, these delusional, weak-minded people start thinking it's normal to just talk about killing us, and that they're allowed to. So, just so despicable. And he talks about how our children need to be killed on his own website, his racial supremacy website. Now, these guys are interchangeable with Nazis. There's just really no difference. It's all racial supremacy groups. But it's okay that their group's into racial supremacy. I mean, I've just had enough of it. But then the white supremacists are also degenerate and disgusting as well. It's like the black supremacy groups are disgusting. It's just all these groups. It's just so disgusting. They all make me sick. The Jewish groups, the Nazi groups, the black groups, the Mexican groups. You know, I criticize Israel all day and their racial supremacy business and all their corruption and staged terror. That isn't enough for the white supremacist groups. They want me to hate Jews themselves and to have all them on the shows, so then they hate me, see? Sick. Totally sick. And the waters are getting deeper and darker. Okay, huge news when we get back. Really important stuff I haven't even gotten to yet. You'll want to stay with me for this. Truth Rising, ladies and gentlemen, is almost out.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito. Volaré, cantaré, oh, oh, negro, estar el lazo. Y volando, volando feliz, me encuentro amado, amado que el sol. Y me estalla en el mundo, sale con el paso de mí. Una música dulce tocada solo para mí.
Let it sink in. We're going to talk about the Supreme Governor next hour and take calls. The criminals that run our government for 5 years have been staging terror attacks all over Iran using true Wahhabis, true original Al-Qaeda, and it publicly, who they say number three in Al-Qaeda runs one big group, attacking Iran while saying Iran is Al-Qaeda. That's how dumb they think you are. That's how ridiculous their propaganda is at you. Then McCain gets exposed for saying Iran's Al-Qaeda. He went before in the Senate committee and said to Petraeus, isn't Iran Al-Qaeda? Petraeus said, yes, they are. It's like saying, isn't the moon made of cheese, Swiss cheese? Yes, it is. And I walk up there every day on my chimney and reach up to the moon and scrape off some cheese from my sandwich. I mean, it's that stupid. Lieberman, latest to pitch for new terror attack. Now, we got, what, five or six Republican strategy memos, White House, gubernatorial, state chairman, chairman, GOPAC. We've got syndicated columnists, a writer for the Philadelphia Daily News. We've got all these talk show hosts. We've got McCain's chief advisor on foreign policy saying we need a big terror attack. We have Dick Cheney, who was attributed for writing the PNAC plan, the particular paper that called for staged terror events. And then now they had some PNAC guy go, no, I wrote that. The vice president didn't. It means nothing. They're all telling you why terror is good for them. Well, then, qui bono, who benefits? And then all the evidence shows they did it. And then Gary Hart writes letters to Iran saying, our government will stage terror attacks. You better do whatever I say. Lieberman, latest to pitch for a new terror attack. Senator says new president will be welcomed by a test. The inaugural bombing, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll learn to love those that have taken your dollar, taken your future. And you know what? You're going to love them. You're going to rally around the flag as they destroy what the flag symbolizes. Senator Joe Lieberman has echoed a national talking point by promising that a new president will be welcomed by a terror attack in 2009, continuing a disturbing trend by talking heads anxiously relishing a catastrophic pretext to reinvigorate the neocon agenda. And then when it happens, they'll say, see, we told you, it's your fault. You didn't do whatever we said. And then, remember, I always told you, before they stage another attack, they'd start talking like this. Better let me have your rights or you'll get hit. Better, oh, you didn't do what I say. You got hit. Like you're a child. As if it's not obvious they're the ones doing it. Our enemies will test this new president early, Lieberman from Connecticut told Face the Nation Bob Schaefer. Remember that a truck bomb of the World Trade Center happened in the first year of the Clinton administration. 9/11 happened in the first year of the Bush administration. Lieberman's comments follow last month's Washington Times report concerning a warning from national intelligence spooks that Islamic terrorists will attempt to exploit the transition of power by planning an attack on America. Meanwhile, they've got reports every day everywhere that blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda is everywhere. A kid draws a picture of a gun, white kid, they arrest them, say they're Al-Qaeda. I mean, they're getting ready. It's all for you, dumb America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we got Ray McGovern coming up in the next segment. High-level CIA analyst talking about government stage terror. Lieberman, latest to pitch for new terror attack, says it'll really help. John McCain says it'll, if it's Barack Obama, the terrorists are going to attack to test him. He talked about the first World Trade Center attack. Now, this was a CBS News piece you're about to hear. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can go to PrisonPlanet.com and the article that Paul Watson wrote, and you can watch the clip there. And Dan Rather, now this is how they report an incredible news story and then do it dryly where you don't realize what you're seeing. We've interviewed the lawyers. We've played some of the tapes on air. It was in the New York Times at the time. The FBI went out, found Muslims. They found two guys on welfare who were low-grade retarded, 75 IQs. They found a blind cleric, Sheikh Abd al-Rahman, over a pizza parlor, and they paid him a bunch of money, and they hired Egyptian security intelligence people and told them, we're going to cook a fake bomb and sting them. And then they told him, make him a real bomb. And they said, I don't want to do that. And they said, you're under orders. So they made him a real bomb, and then they trained him how to drive and park it and blow it up. So that's provocateur. And that's a fact. The government did that. I mean, they went out and whole cloth found the groups and did it. Kind of like they tried to get black street kids to blow up the FBI building in Miami. I mean, out of whole cloth. Or the Bum Steer Award in 98 in Texas and Texas Monthly, where the FBI created a Klan group. Literally, two Klan guys and their wives who were such alcoholics they couldn't even pay for their trailer bills out by Fort Worth and so drunk they could hardly get out of bed. And the FBI guy made a black powder bottle bomb and had them talk about attacking the White House and a chemical plant with it. It was deadly Klan attack. They were planning to kill everyone. Let's go ahead and play part of this newscast. Listen to it.
Last winter, the FBI was praised for its speed in cracking the case of the World Trade Center bombing and bringing four suspects to trial. Now, there is some evidence that the FBI may have known of the plot in advance through an informant and might even have stopped the bombing that killed six people. Correspondent Jacqueline Adams has the story.
FBI agents might have been able to prevent last February's deadly explosion at New York's World Trade Center.
All right, stop right there. Might have been able to stop. And then they calmly report, oh, by the way, they ordered the guy to build a real bomb. The way they say it is they go, and they could have replaced it with non-explosive materials. No. They built the bomb and told them to do it with real materials. The way that's implied, you have the transcripts and the admissions, they made the bomb. But the way that's implied, the way they spin that without lying, you'd think, oh, they didn't make that bomb. They just could have replaced it. Back to the tape.
Last February's deadly explosion at New York's World Trade Center. They discussed secretly substituting harmless powder for the explosives, but they didn't, according to the FBI's own informant, Imad Salem. Unbeknownst to the FBI at the time, Salem recorded
many of his... Stop right there. That is pure bull. In the transcripts, he went and recorded them. He thought they were setting him up, which no doubt they do. They get Arab agents who think they're going after terrorists and then set them up. Because they need a real intelligence officer, somebody who looks like they could do it, not two retarded street kids, okay? And so he went in and recorded hours. One recording was 9 hours saying, you made me build a real bomb. You gave me a real detonator. I'm not stupid. Why aren't you busting him? But see, they just lied right there. You can read the transcripts of the tapes. They're online. They just lied and spun that to where, oh, the FBI didn't know. Oh, Shalom. Go ahead and play it. Unbelievable.
Unbeknownst to the FBI at the time, Salem recorded many of his conversations with his handlers.
I'm holding 903 pages of draft transcripts.
We Birmingham consulate represents Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman and several others.
Later, I'm going to play the whole thing and decipher it. It's just, look, they provocateur the attacks or they stage them. Okay? Get that straight. Haaretz reports, Jerusalem Post reports that a lot of the terror attacks in Israel are done by the government. That's not me. That's Israel admitting. Okay, the government's staging this stuff.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We had him on last week. He's back with us again. I really appreciate him spending this much time with us. It's precious time. Ray McGovern, senior CIA analyst, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. gave the morning briefings. Highly respected. Heads up, a veteran intelligence analyst for Sanity. Everything he's talked about has come true or happened. He's been right all along. He's confronted, famously, Donald Rumsfeld about his lying, about saying the WMDs were in Iraq, and then saying he never said that. He has just done so much. He's been arrested for protesting in America without a license, like this is the old Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. And he's also battling lymphomic cancer right now. So, again, we're very thankful for him. He'll be with us for the next hour. At the bottom of the hour, just on Iraq or what's happening with Iran, you know, those are the main subjects we're talking about today. Or you can bring up 9/11 or government-sponsored staged events, whatever. But just on those main issues, 1-800-259-9231. Going to Ray McGovern. Mr. McGovern, a lot has happened since you were on with us a week ago.
Yeah, things are moving very fast, Alex, and not in the right direction.
And that's why I appreciate you coming on. You know the time is short. They're wanting to attack Iran, as you've said. Kind of repeat the basics of where we sit, and then I wanted to give you more time to flesh out what we're dealing with and just things that Ray McGovern thinks is most important. Then I want to look at the deteriorating situation, not just in Iraq, but also in Afghanistan. And then all these neocons, Lieberman, speech writers, columnists saying terror attacks would sure be great. I mean, it's really getting obvious here. These guys are acting crazier and crazier, which is cause for more alarm. So it's just whatever Ray McGovern thinks is most important, and this is a sizable audience, how you think we may have some chance in hell of turning this around.
Well, Alex, let me pick up on your mention of the terrorist event that could help John McCain. You know, if you look beyond the outrageous nature of that remark, one has to conclude that the Republican Party is convinced, and most people would suggest, that were there to be such a terrorist event wherever, that McCain would profit more from it than Obama, certainly, for the same reasons that Bush was able to use the scare tactic to get re-elected. So I'd just like to draw an analogy there between that truism, namely that some sort of event like that would help McCain, to the notion that here's McCain in September, let us say, and he's just as far behind in September as he is now, maybe even farther behind, and they need something to juice up his candidacy, some new event, and for that and for other reasons, an attack on Iran. Now, if a terrorist event helps John McCain's chances, then these rather desperate people running the campaign for McCain might well conclude that, a wider war, certainly that would double down. That would certainly help us because, who wants to elect an inexperienced person not familiar with war? So that's part of the perfect storm that I see coming in September and October, where General Petraeus takes charge of CENTCOM, the command overseeing that part of the world. Petraeus and Cheney having a long record of working together very closely, to the point of Petraeus actually saying bold-faced lies with respect to Iranian-provided weaponry. And so you've got all that coming together at a time when it looks like McCain needs something desperate, some deus ex machina, something out of heaven to improve his chances. Now, the problem is that, the main problem as I see it, Alex, is that there's been a sea change in our body politic here, and that is that we no longer have a free media. And that's where you and I come in our attempts to spread some truth around. The problem is the American people have been sold a bill of goods that Iran is some sort of a threat to all of us, a threat to Israel and by extension to all of us, and they don't know the basics. They don't know, for example, that 16, that's all of them, 16 intelligence agencies in the U.S. government concluded late last year, just at about this time, that that Iran had ceased working on the nuclear weapons-related part of its nuclear program, and that they had not—they had ceased doing that in mid-2003, and they had not resumed doing that as of mid-year last year when the estimate went to bed. Now, it may be—well, it certainly is—that Cheney and the president didn't like that conclusion. Certainly, they were saying the opposite when they knew the estimate was going to come out that way. But now that they've totally dissed the estimate, they act as though they never heard about it. And that is the major indignity that I see as a former intelligence officer. If they're going to say that those judgments are wrong, well, it seems to me the burden of proof is upon them to say, well, what information have we gotten in since late last year?
Plus, they've been discredited as congenital manufacturers of evidence and liars. It's not like they were just wrong about Iraq. They knew it was a fraud.
Exactly, yeah. And so one wonders, could they perpetrate yet another godforsaken war, this time on Iran, with the support of the American people? Well, unfortunately, the American people are very ill-informed. The American Congress, who sees its role as a defender as much of Israel as of the United States, is hell-bent and determined to cooperate with the Bush regime here, and to the point of passing legislation advocating a blockade of Iran, an act of war, okay?
Well, so, can we look at other nations? What do you think, with Gordon Brown, England's going to do if this happens?
The English have been an incredible disappointment to me. I would have expected that after the incredible performance of Tony Blair, that Gordon Brown would be more sensible, but I see no evidence of that, and I see them sort of going along as our poodle, as they chose to do during the Blair regime.
And now they've put Sarkozy in, so it looks to me like they're lining up their ducks. There's a commitment. Israel itself, why does Israel, when they just lost in Lebanon, against, what would you say, sir, 1/120th of the force the Iranians have or less? I mean, if they can't beat a few guys with rocket launchers, how are they going to beat Iran? I mean, what's going on with Israel, with swirling corruption and bizarre shootings on the tarmac with Sarkozy? I mean, this is really getting foggy.
Well, we're talking, it's hard to talk about Israel generically because a right-wing extremist group is ruling that country, just as is the case here in the United States. But this right-wing extremist group would have us believe that it feels incredibly threatened by Iran. Now, that requires a mental gymnastic, because Israel has between 200 and 300 nuclear weapons deliverable by sea, underwater, missile, and bomber, and Iran has none. And the notion that were Iran to get one, that it would commit suicide by firing that one in the direction of Israel, that's mind-boggling. Okay, so what are the Israelis really afraid of? Well, I've been told recently that Israel, of course, depends so much on immigration, people coming in there and populating not only Israel, but the settlements that they're putting up on occupied land, occupied Palestinian land. Now, it has fallen off. Why? Well, because the settlers are a little afraid to come into Israel because of all this self-generated propaganda that Iran is a big threat. Once Israel starts losing more than it's getting as immigrants, then that truly sounds the death knell for the Israeli state. They're already threatened by the dynamics of population, and they just can't afford to have this kind of existential threat in that sense. And so they'd like to do this. And the big controlling factor, of course, Alex, is the fact that our president and vice president are only going to be around for 6 more months. Our president and our vice president have this special affinity, this passionate attachment, in George Washington's words, toward the state of Israel. And Olmert said it all after he talked to Bush on the 4th of June for an hour and a half. He said the president understands, and he knows how we need to destroy this threat, and he's assured me that before he leaves office, he'll take care of Iran. Now, that's right.
That's an amazing statement. I mean, that sounds a lot of finality there, sir.
Yeah, it's not like some commentator on Fox News, although it does sound like some commentator on Fox News. This is the Prime Minister of Israel. Now, does that sound like a man who thinks Bush is full of bluff and bluster? I don't think so. And I think that Bush and Cheney both feel that they have this personal commitment they've made to Israel to get rid of the Iranian threat before they leave office. Now, were they to strike out militarily against Iran, there isn't a sane person in this country that thinks that we could escape unscathed, or that it wouldn't be a disaster not only for us but for the state of Israel. The Iranians have all manner of ways to retaliate. And, they're not a pushover like Iraq. And so the logic of the thing is, oh, well, this is just bluff and bluster. But when you look, I think Alex had talked about this before. Intelligence analysts, they feed off all kinds of classified stuff. But the real meat and potatoes for our job are authoritative statements at the highest level, okay? And when Olmert says what he just said, And when what I'm about to tell you, what Scowcroft said just a couple of years ago, then you'll understand a little bit better what I'm talking about in weighing the role
of
Israel's
claim. I want to talk about what will, you know, the different breaks, different scenarios that could happen, when you think it's going to happen, if it does, then hopefully ways to turn it around. Then we'll look at Iraq, Afghanistan, and what's going to happen economically, bare minimum, if this strike takes place. Ray McGovern on the other side.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Ray McGovern is my guest the rest of the hour. Your phone call is coming up later in the hour at 1-800-259-9231. You've gotten to the point of, yes, Brent Scowcroft. We've had Jimmy Carter come out. So many others trying to warn us. Please continue, sir.
Yes, Alex. The thing I'd like to repeat about Brent Scowcroft is simply this, that When you're looking for good sources in intelligence, you look for people who've been around for a while, people who have been on the inside, people who have contemporary information about what's going on. And the quintessential source in this respect was Brent Scowcroft when he was head of the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board. Now, that's under the youthful president, the Bush II. Under Bush I, he was the National Security Advisor. So he's a heavyweight fellow. He knows his way around. Now, in the middle of 2004, he saw fit to go to the Financial Times and say two things to them. He said, you should know, the American people should know, that Ariel Sharon, who was then the Israeli Prime Minister, has our president wrapped around his little finger. That Ariel Sharon has our president mesmerized. Those were Scowcroft's words. The next Monday, of course, he was canned from his job. But this was so atypical of Scowcroft that I scratched my head saying, why? Why would he do that? Why would he step out and say those things? And I can only, the explanation seems very simple. He thought it very important for the American people to know that this was an unbalanced president we had, that he has somehow been captivated by his Israeli, what he calls, allies, and that he's pretty much under their spell.
Do you think that's just being captivated, or do you think he's being blackmailed?
Well, it's kind of a fine line here. I don't think they have much to blackmail him on, but they do have Dick Cheney sitting right in there telling them what to do. It's very, very curious because Sharon was the person who escorted Governor George W. Bush when he was governor in Texas in 1999 on a trip by the Republican Jewish Committee. And they took him over Gaza, and he took him over, helicopter over the West Bank and so forth. And he swashbuckling, testosterone oozing from every pore, Sharon really impressed the president. That's what the president would really like to be. And so he's, watch him when he's in Israel and Olmert is praising him. He turns into sort of like butter and jelly. So, gosh, these people appreciate me. And he has undertaken, Olmert has said it, he has undertaken to make sure that the Israelis do not have to live with a nuclear weapon.
Now, Ron Paul's talking about, I'm sorry, sir, go ahead, you were about to say.
No, I was just going to say, the only break on this activity has not been in the Congress, or certainly not in the press, but on the part of the uniformed military service people.
That's what I was going to bring up, was Admiral Fallon. I mean, this wasn't some shrieking violent. Why is the brass saying no to the war in a huge exodus?
Well, they know better than anyone else that this would be a disaster, not only for Israel, not only for our country, but for the armed forces over which they hold command and which they care about very much to their credit. So Fallon, watching the way our policy was being devised, he spoke out and told people he knew it'd get to the press that we're not going to do Iran on my watch. And he adduced all kinds of reasons why it would be a crazy thing to do. He knew that would come out in the press. He was willing to accept the consequences. Why? Because he didn't want to be on the receiving end of an order from the likes of Dick Cheney and Elliot Abrams, which pretty much...
Why do the politicians throughout history do what Napoleon did what Hitler did, even though they were military men? I mean, they're constantly miscalculating. I'm no expert, but I can read what all the experts say. I can study history. I'm a student of history. I mean, I guarantee you we've already lost our good name. If we are sucked into premeditatedly attacking Iran and then say we're going to nuke them with mini nukes if they fight back, and then everybody knows we've got special ops in there staging events. I mean, we're definitely the bad guys here. There's no way to win this.
That's true. It was also true of Iraq. But, people who have watched this, wise people like Thomas Powers, who often writes for the New York Review of Books, he's got an article out in the July issue, and let me just read you a little thing he says at the end which really struck me. He says, the president's frustration is really evident. Saddam Hussein's gone, but Iran remains defiant and more powerful than ever. The president's male pride seems to have been aroused. He's going to solve this problem, and he doesn't want to back down. Look at his body language, says Powers. But does he have the power to carry out his threats? That's the $64 question.
And we know they're using the mentally unstable mental midget as a front for other interests. I want to talk about, when we get back from break, the power behind the throne. In fact, we're going to skip this break and talk behind the scenes right now with Ray McGovern.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Senior CIA analyst Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. gave him their morning briefings. Highly respected in his field. Ray McGovern with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to open the phones up here in about 10 minutes. 1-800-259-9231, specifically for Mr. McGovern. You can put your questions to him. Got several subjects here that we're going to be discussing. Mr. McGovern, right now, I mean, I remember a few months ago people were saying on the inside they're going to attack Iran. I'm like, they're discredited. They're, you know, Iran doesn't have weapons. They're 5-6 years away from it. Israel has hundreds of nukes. But they just don't care. They're going forward with it. I mean, does it, in your, I mean, you know, looking at this now, are, do you think they are intending to go ahead and hit them, whether the hair lips the admiral, just as you said, you know, in September or so, as a springboard for McCain?
Well, they're all set to do it, Alex. All they need is the execute order from, hopefully from Bush, but it probably will come from Cheney, through Gates, through the Joint Chiefs, and then out to the combatant commanders. It'll be different from Iraq. There'll be mostly air involved, Air Force, those folks who live out in those bases where the those stealth bombers take off from. Keep a lookout and let us know if you see them leave their bases one night, because that's what will start this thing. So they're all set to go. The question is whether the uniformed service generals can do what they've been doing, and that's say, well, Mr. President, let us talk to you about this. We wish we had done this before Iraq, but this time we just want to make sure that you know what's going to happen on day three and on week two, and what the Iranians are capable of, and whether you really want to do this, Mr. President. Now, I've been thinking for a long time that that is the only deterrent to this kind of thing for several months. Cy Hirsch's article in The New Yorker, Thomas Power's article in the New York Review of Books, everybody's pretty much got a good beat on this now. Dana Priest in the Washington Post a year and a half ago said there could be a mutiny among the uniformed officers.
Now they've said that if Iran fights back in any way, that is called terrorism. Now, Iran has laid down while special ops and Wahhabi al-Qaeda forces have been attacking, blowing up mosques, shooting up police schools for years. And now the president's openly announcing a $400 million escalation. The Iranians are suing the United States for staging terror attacks. How can the White House be staging al-Qaeda attacks while saying that Iran is al-Qaeda when they're Shiite?
Well, Alex, how can the White House square any number of circles? The answer is that the what I call the fawning corporate media let them get away with it. And so the American people, busy as they are with two jobs, putting bread on the table, don't have time or opportunity to learn the truth. So, you know, McCain can foul up and talk about al-Qaeda when he means the Shias and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't really matter, because what they get is a steady diet of support for the administration from places like Fox News.
Well, as you said last week, Iran has been extremely restrained. Imagine if the U.S. was really being attacked by a foreign power. The foreign power announces, we got special forces in your country, trying to goad them, trying to make it be a political crisis in Iran. Their people are saying, why aren't you doing something? All of this is happening. I mean, what do you and what do other analysts see Iran doing? I mean, even if Iran does nothing, Bloomberg and other analysts are reporting 5,000 an ounce gold. Ron Paul saying a tripling in oil overnight. We're talking $12, $14 a gallon. I mean, this is going to be our ruination.
Well, it would cause a worldwide recession, at least, and perhaps depression. What the Iranians are looking at are a bunch of feckless operators who have recruited the dregs among the minorities that populate the outlying areas of Iran. These are pinpricks. They're not going to make any difference other than to make the Iranian people more steadfast in resisting this kind of thing. The Iranians, of course, have a long history with the U.S., going back to 1953 when we removed their duly elected prime minister, Mossadegh, because he made that terrible mistake of thinking that the oil under Iranian sands belonged to Iran. Can you imagine? He thought that the oil in Iran belonged to the Iranians.
And it didn't matter if he was anti-communist and anti-Islamic extremist and trained in the West, he wouldn't give BP all the oil, so Anglo-American oil, so he had to be overthrown by Kermit Roosevelt.
Sure, and they remember that, and they also remember they remember that the U.S. supported Saddam Hussein when Hussein started a 9-year war against Iran. Do you know that the Iranians lost more people in that war than the U.S. lost in the combination of World War One, World War Two, the Korean War, and Vietnam?
It's over a million, isn't it, sir?
Yeah. And so, you know, they have this history with the United States. And to expect them to regard us with favor, given what we continue to do, is a pipe dream.
Also, didn't our government help train, the British help train Savak, who admittedly tortured to death and killed over 200,000 people?
Well, that was a real, yeah. Savak was the Shah's secret police, trained mostly by the British and the Israelis, actually, particularly in the torture techniques. And, you know, this is something that's worth mentioning. You know, when Khomeini came in, people were thinking, oh, wasn't he artful? Wasn't he smart? He had these little cassettes, you know. They'd make cassettes in Paris of his sermons, and that's what made the revolution. You know what made the revolution, Alex? Torture made the revolution. Everybody and his brother had an uncle or a brother or somebody that they knew who had been tortured by Savak. And as soon as the balloon went up, they all congregated and got that army the hell out of there. Khomeini came in, reaped the whirlwind, but it was torture that turned those people into a revolutionary mass.
So how dare the Iranians not love us after all we've done to them?
Well, I think that, they hate us so much that I think they may be miscalculating here, because, you know, there are things that Ahmadinejad and others could avoid saying that would put them in a better situation diplomatically. And I dare say that they may be miscalculating, because, like everyone else, they realize what a disaster it will be for the United States. Ergo, Cheney and Bush will not do it. Bad, bad ergo, huh? They did the same thing with respect to Iraq. The betting is that someone will tell Bush what a disaster this will be, and he won't do it. Well, you know, Bush has not told anything that Cheney doesn't want to tell him. Bush doesn't read the newspapers. He admits that.
Well, Bush also says he believes in order out of chaos. He said it, and he thinks if he gets us in a big enough war, we'll gut up and have to win it. But now, since you bring that up, did you read the letter from one of the Council on Foreign Relations? Well, he's the head of the Hart Rubin Commission, Gary Hart, where he published it in the Huffington Post, and we interviewed him. We Are Change talked to him, and he said, yes, I'm saying in that letter, our government may stage terror events as a pretext. And he tells Iran in the letter, he says, you better do what we say. Don't you think because 80% of the American people don't want to attack you, we won't? Our government will stage events to come in. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, you know, this dovetails with what Cy Hirsch says in his article in The New Yorker. He talks about a meeting that Cheney ran, and the whole subject of the meeting was how to stage a phony incident so that it could be used to start a war.
Say that again.
How to stage an incident that could be used as a casus belli, a reason for war.
And who was saying that?
This is Cy Hirsch quoting a high-level former intelligence official.
See, that's something I haven't seen, but then we have the White House memo where Bush is talking to Blair about staging events.
Yeah, it's one of the things they were contemplating before Iraq. They may do it, they may not, they may succeed in doing it, they may not. But this whole business in the Gulf is very volatile because we've got more ships in there than you can shake a stick at. And, of course, the Iranians have hundreds of these little boats that can shoot a rocket and sink the ship with no problem at all. So, you know, if the Iranians were smart, they would number all their little boats and ships and give a listing to the U.S. Navy and say, now, if you find a number that doesn't appear in this list, be aware, because this might be what we call a false flag thing, and see if those people are speaking Hebrew.
Good God. Let's get through a few other subjects here. Speaking of that, as we know, our own Army's report came out the day before 9/11, said Israel is capable of staging false flags and blaming it on countries to get us into wars. We have Israel's Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, admitting Israel has fake, quote, al-Qaeda groups staging terror events to always snafu the peace process. We have all of this going on. We have all the suspicions and questions you've had about 9/11. Do you think that we're in greater danger than ever of some type of staged event?
Well, I think that's the way, if there's to be an attack on Iran, I think that's the way it will start. There'll have to be some sort of a staged provocation. And as I tried to say a little while ago, it's eminently easy to do in the Gulf or elsewhere. The only problem is that it has to be big enough so that the Iranians will feel compelled to retaliate. Iranians are smarter than anyone thinks. They can they, they, they can take these pinpricks and they can take these little assaults, these little, and there's some real question as to whether the Iranians will rise to the occasion. So what I see happening is a provocation, and then the Israelis take off and they do what they did to Osirak back in 1981. We give them all the satellite photography, all the means of ingress and egress. They bomb the hell out of some of the Iranian nuclear facilities, and then as night follows the day, the Iranians will be required to retaliate, and we will jump in with both feet, that is, the United States will, and we'll have a major regional war there. We will try to bomb as many sites as we can with the thought that, you know, we can avoid a wider war just by doing this all from the air, put back the nuclear program 5 or 10 years, and then Bush will, and Cheney will slap each other on the back and say, well, we promised to Olmert and before him Sharon that we'd do it. We've finally done it. Let's go off into the sunset.
But there's no doubt, according to every analyst, financial, military, intelligence, that this will cause energy prices to at least double again, maybe triple, and that will sink the dollar, sink the economy, and a lot of you neocon listeners out there, you're talking about potential homelessness. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, and maybe a reason will prevail. Maybe someone will get to Bush and say, look, you know, Dick Cheney is away tonight, but we'd really like to talk to you about what's really going to happen if you do this. So there is some hope that it can be avoided. But right now they look like they're on that course, and with the help of the media and the aiding and abetting by Congress, suggesting things that Olmert originally suggested, the blockade, for example, these things are very disquieting. And unless, as you know, Alex, I think impeachment is the answer here. If John Conyers got off his rear end and started impeachment proceedings, then our uniformed military would have the kind of encouragement to say, oh, wait a second now, this isn't about a danger to us or even Israel. This is something that the president is going to have talked about.
Well, that's my next point. That's my next point, is that Bush says that Congress can't see PDD 51, but the cover sheet says it basically makes him a dictator. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act says he's over the governors, the military, for insurrection. And then now I've talked to state police and others. They're being told now and given manuals, and we've seen them, that get ready, the president's going to be your leader. You owe allegiance to him. I mean, there's definitely even some darker things going on here.
That's a subject of great concern, yeah. And I guess I fall back on the notion, and maybe it comes from an antiquated idea of what the U.S. Army is all about. I was an Army officer, and it was drummed into us that we had to not only swear allegiance to the Constitution, but to act by it. And for the president to use the Army in domestic law enforcement capacity was verboten by law. It still is, as far as I know, the Posse Comitatus Act, and actually one of the articles of impeachment that Denis Kucinich has raised against the president is precisely because he has tried to violate that act.
Yeah.
So I think when push comes to shove, I hope anyway, that the uniformed military and perhaps even the governors who are supposed to have some sort of rule over the state police and the National Guard and that kind of thing will be able to thwart clear attempts to...
Well, I agree. I think the bottom line here is that the country has a case of cancer, but we may be able to whip it. The problem is that this corrupt elite is in power, but the good news is they are being discredited. They are getting in a lot of trouble. They are running out of steam, but I think they're more dangerous than ever, you know, during this last gasp. But there's no doubt, and would you agree, Ray McGovern, that we're at one of the most dangerous points in American history?
Well, I've been around for 45 years in this town, and I've not seen the likes of it. Not Watergate, not Vietnam, not Iran-Contra, nothing like it, because the usual forces, Congress first and foremost, that discharge their constitutional obligations in all these other cases, they're not doing it now, both because of fear, both because of trying to make sure they win big in November, and also because of the Israel lobby, which is playing a very, very determinative role in all this.
Well, let's just call a spade a spade. most people in Congress know 9/11 isn't what they were told. They know this is a deadly, dangerous elite in power right now. And most of them that aren't on the payroll are, like you said, are scared. I mean, I talk to people in power all the time, and they, I mean, people are scared. They know. And the public better realize that we are on the razor's edge here, folks. I mean, this is the difference between our name destroyed, our currency destroyed, and a bunch of nuts running things versus some type of Hitlerian reign of terror. And we're very close to that, and now is the time to get the word out like never before. We're going to come back and get into torture. You were talking to me during a break about, and we're going to keep talking through this break for folks behind the scenes watching, about torture. We have John Yoo testifying. Just, I watched some of it. Very arrogant, very proud of himself.
Yeah, you know, I hate to quote Shakespeare on lawyers, you know, but it wasn't a real bad idea that he had, you know, first get rid of all the lawyers. What I watched there was just an unconscionable performance. And what they missed is the most obvious, and I guess many lawyers do that. They talk about John Yoo and David Addington preparing these torture memoranda, but, you know, lawyers give advice. You know, lawyers don't implement things. Lawyers don't give orders. Who gives orders? The decider. And that's what we have here. And do we have a smoking gun? Well, the nation needs to know that, yes, indeed, we do have a smoking gun. It's dated February 7th.
Tell you what, stay there. We're going to talk behind the scenes, but come back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Absolutely amazing. I was just talking to Ray McGovern for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers behind the scenes about why are they torturing. And he said, well, it's to intimidate the public. It's not just to intimidate the world or get fake confessions. It's to let everybody know who is, you know, not a complete sociopath, that, hey, we mean business. We're dark. We're scary. We are the bad guys. Dick Cheney brags about the dark side. I mean, these guys are into darkness, but he brought up how Bush likes to blow living frogs up and torture animals and shoot his siblings. But then when he was 21, he wanted to brand pledges. And absolutely, I mean, you can just look at Bush. And I don't usually judge a book by its cover, but if I saw that guy in a suit and tie walking down the dark road, I mean, he's scary looking. That little demon face he makes, I mean, do we have no discernment? I mean, Ray McGovern is a CIA analyst looking at him, just looking at the mannerisms. He has what maybe one in a thousand have, that just criminal psycho look. Ray McGovern.
Well, Alex, we used to do in the analytic part of the agency what we called at-a-distance psychological assessments. We had psychologists and psychiatrists doing this with us. And Justin Frank, who has written that wonderful book, Bush on the Couch, is cooperating with us even now as we speak, and we're going to draft a new memorandum to comment on what makes Bush tick from a psychological point of view, because I think that's equally important to any other aspect here. You can talk geopolitics, but you have to look at the man and the kinds of things you were just mentioning. Let me just finish up. When he was 21 at Yale, okay, and this is the New York Times reporting this, okay, when he was 21, his job was to get the pledges into his fraternity or reject them. He used to take a wire hanger, okay, put it over an open fire, and sort of brand them on their buttocks, okay? Now, one of the pledges didn't much like this, and he found out who George W. Bush was. His dad was a big shot. He was at the UN, I think, at the time. And so he called the New York Times, and he said, you know, you really ought to know this. This is psychopathic. So the Times called George W. Bush and said, is this right? Is that what you're doing? And you know what George W. Bush said? Well, yeah, but, you know, the scars are nothing worse than, you know, cigarette burns. Nothing worse than cigarette burns.
Total disconnect with reality.
Now, Colleen Rowley, the FBI agent who made quite a name for herself by blowing the whistle on FBI ineptitude on 9/11, she's one of our veteran intelligence professionals for Saturday, and she said, Ray, you know, if any of those things, the blowing up the frogs, the shooting your siblings with BB guns, the branding of pledges with white-hot coat hangers, if any of those came to our attention in the resume of somebody applying for employment with the FBI, it would throw it right into the circular file, because those people are pre-programmed to criminal activity later in life.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, you know, it's the same kind of thing. So these things are very important, and I hope that we'll be able to get something even more telling than we did.
Well, everybody knows that people that like to hurt animals are going to turn into psychopaths or criminals. I mean, that's just 101.
Mm-hmm. So we had these people recruited, these lawyers, and we saw them in action last week when they testified before the or dissimulated before the John Conyers Commission. You know, as I looked at them, and I said, well, there you go. That's the full circle. These are the mafia lawyers.
And they said Bush is the law.
Sure. Now, Alex, I'm from the Bronx, you know. And we know about the mafia. I also lived in New Jersey, and we know about the mafia there, too. And I'm reminded of what General Taguba, you know, the only one that did a decent investigation of Abu Ghraib, I'm reminded of what he told Cy Hirsch. After the investigation was completed, and he actually did an honest one, he finds himself in the back of a Mercedes with General Abizaid in Kuwait.
Stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute with Ray McGovern on just an amazing interview. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
News coming up, other guests as well, but I'm backing them up a little bit. Ray McGovern will be with us till about 12 or 13 after, because I want to be able to take a few calls from you, the listeners, Eric, Peggy, and others that are holding. But he was talking about General Tagumbo, the American general who ran the investigation and found they raped women, tortured people with acid, and sexually. I mean, this is Jeffrey Dahmer. That's what he did. I can't list it all. I've read the report. MSNBC's got a copy. He's in the back of a limousine. You'd gotten to that point, sir.
The report has been leaked, okay? Abizaid, Tagumbo did an honest job, and it was a very damning report. So his chief, the head of CENTCOM, turns to Tagumbo and says, I just want to let you know, General Tagumbo, that you and your report are being investigated. And Tagumbo looks at him. And then what he says to Cy Hirsch, who's interviewing him, he said, you know, Cy, I'd been in the Army 32 years by then, and it was the first time that I thought I was in the mafia.
Absolutely, he is. God.
Now, if you looked at those lawyers last week, John Yoo and David Addington.
The body language was mafia.
Those were the mafia lawyers. The important point, and this is really important, and this is always missed by people, is that we have a smoking gun. There was one memorandum signed by the President of the United States on February 7, 2002. It's on the web. You can download it in PDF form. You can see the President's signature, which is 2 inches big, with a felt pen. And this was the authorization to torture. What did it say? It said that we're going to exempt the Taliban and Al-Qaeda from Geneva protections, and we will treat them, quote, humanely, comma, as appropriate, comma, and as consistent with military necessity, period, end quote. That's not what Geneva says. That was the loophole through which Don Rumsfeld and George Tenet, the head of the CIA, drove the Mack truck of torture. February 2002. What's happening with these memos on torture? Well, those are the smart little mafia lawyers making it all legal, okay? So you don't proceed against the lawyers, you proceed against the decider. And the decider decided, and you have it in black and white, over a signature. I don't know what's keeping John Conyers and other people from saying, look, you authorized this, Mr. President, it's torture. It not only violates international law, it violates the U.S. War Crimes Act of 1996, passed by a Republican-dominated legislature in this country. Go directly to jail. Do not pay $200.
Well, Ray McGovern, I've looked at who they've got. You've looked who they've got. I even have the section chief on who wrote the book, What Jawbreaker, about it, admitting that they were told, don't grab real people. That's politically dangerous. They'll try to kill us. Just go grab some sheep herders. They'd pay actual Al-Qaeda, actual Taliban, upwards of $25,000 for 12-year-old kids, and then they just take them in and beat them to death, rape them. They'd hire jail guards that had bad records. I mean, this is a sick joke. It'd be bad enough torturing real Al-Qaeda, but they knowingly are torturing little kids.
Yeah, that's the worst of it. The young boys who have grown up in Guantanamo, can you believe it? What we need to do is get these things front and center, and I applaud Denis Kucinich for standing up there for more than 4 hours a couple of weeks ago and reading 35 articles of impeachment against this president. Now, as you probably remember, Nixon went down with just three. Three were voted out of the Judiciary Committee in 1974, and he quit the next week. You don't need 35, but all 35, any one of those things would be enough to impeach this president. And yet John Conyers, you know, maybe, Alex, just maybe, this wiretapping, you know, this unauthorized eavesdropping, just maybe they're doing a J. Edgar Hoover on these people. And maybe they've got stuff on Conyers, maybe they've got stuff on Pelosi and the others.
Well, we know the British are doing that. It's come out that MI6 and 5 are spying on the whole parliament illegally.
Mm-hmm. There must be some explanation as to why John Conyers has all of a sudden lost his backbone.
All right, we're going to keep talking during this break and then come back and take a few final phone calls with Ray McGovern. Stay with us.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
For centuries, Celt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Celt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of Celt-based products. Not only Himalayan Gourmet Salt and Healing Bath Salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Congress is saying you can devalue the dollar, you can attack innocent countries, you can torture people, you can get rid of the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the First Amendment. Well, where do they stop then? You see, when you just say to an executive that you have a blank check, where and when do they stop? I mean, I guess in the final equation, Ray McGovern, and we'll take two final calls here, that's what it boils down to. And then I guess if we even make it to another election, the Democrats are acting like they intend to continue, I guess, APAC's directive.
Cuba looks that way. And, you know, if we didn't have such good material here, I mentioned not only the 7 February memorandum from the president, but the 25 January 2002 memorandum signed by Alberto Gonzalez, but drafted by David Addington, which is really a masterpiece, talks about the War Crimes Act of 1996 and how the president might be able to escape prosecution under that should some, and I'm quoting here, it's hard to predict the motives of prosecutors and independent counsels who might in the future decide to pursue charges based on the War Crimes Act, but if you determine that that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are exempt, this would, quote, create a reasonable basis in law that the War Crimes Act does not apply. And that would provide a defense against future prosecution.
But it violates U.S. law. It violates common law. It violates...
Yeah, does that sound like a mafia lawyer to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. Two final calls. Eric in California, and then Peggy. Eric, you're on the air with Ray McGovern.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? This is Eric in San Diego.
Hi, Eric.
To you again. And also, warm welcome to you, Ray. I sure do appreciate your work and great work for the cause of liberty.
Sure.
Up until last week, late last week, I was a firm believer in writing in Ron Paul, but I went and saw Chuck Baldwin speak.
Sir, we're taking calls for Ray McGovern on the issue of torture, war. Do you have any comments on it?
Well, my comment is more along the lines of FEMA using pastors in use of Romans 13.
Let's bring that up to Ray McGovern. Ray, I'm sure you've heard that it's now come out. I reported a year and a half before it came out. I got the classified documents. They have covertly recruited 26,000 preachers, FEMA has, and have them giving sermons, but they don't tell their flock to turn your guns in, go to camps, Jesus wants you to. I mean, is that not creepy?
Gosh. Actually, Alex, I can't comment on that because I've not been up on that.
Yeah, but I know being in the CIA, you read about other communist countries and third world nations where they have a similar things. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Okay, anything else, Eric? Because I held him over to take a few calls. Yeah.
Well, you know, when I brought it up to Chuck during the question and answer session, he said that he was confronted with that program, and he went back to his flock because he has a church in Pensacola, Florida. Went back to his flock and told his flock to buy weapons.
I remember him talking about that. I need to get Chuck Baldwin on. He's a great guy. Constitution Party.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going from writing in Ron Paul to, you know, being a firm supporter of Mr. Baldwin.
Okay, good. Thank you, sir. Peggy in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to let Ray McGovern go. Go ahead.
Mr. McGovern.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi. I think you're absolutely right about the lawyerly mind in the United States today. I've seen it myself in Ohio. And don't forget that these people form a network in the highest places in the government and also with people of like mind in other countries. Mm-hmm. But the one fear that every human should have is fear of a retribution or revenge. It seems to me that I remember Russia stating that if Iran was attacked by Israel or the United States, Russia would send nuclear missiles back. Isn't either... of these two countries afraid of that?
Well, I'm not familiar with the Russian statement that you quote here.
I am. It was one of their foreign ministers about 2 months ago just said, look, we have nuclear weapons and we'll use them. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. The Russians, I can't quite figure out. I was on Russian TV last week and I asked the people, you know, aren't you concerned about what might happen just to south of your border here that might end up using mini nukes? And they smile and say, well, you know, you guys are digging your own grave here. And besides, we've got all the oil and you're going to make a pile of money on all this. So they're acting like a bunch of capitalists. And I don't think even they realize how serious the situation is.
Yeah, I think there's a mass delusion over the public. I talked to business people. I happened to be at a party, and there was an oil company owner, pretty good size, one of the smaller companies, but still big. And he's like, yeah, I know the dollar's going in the toilet. I mean, it just seems like we've had it good so long, people can't understand that we have... It's almost a bulletproof, like a 14-year-old thinks they're bulletproof.
Yeah. That's, I think, a good representation of the mindset, and it's going to be all the worse when the fall comes.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen so many people think they can play in traffic, thinking they're bulletproof, folks. When that semi hits you, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Peggy, thank you so much. Great question there at the end. Ray McGovern, I know you're battling and successfully, good prognosis, lymphoma cancer on chemo. Gave us over an hour, and I'd like to have you back on the next month as new things develop. You write a lot of columns for what, Counterpunch, and I see your stuff. Just Google Ray McGovern, folks, and his writings are just all over the place, anti-war. We link to the stuff on Infowars.com. And anything, any websites you think people should check out, sir?
Well, I normally write first for ConsortiumNews.com.
ConsortiumNews.
So if you want to get it right off the bat, you'll get it there. Other websites normally pick it up.
ConsortiumNews.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, sir, and we really appreciate you defending the Republic and all of us. And we know there's a lot of other people with integrity. Oh, that's a final question. So many people I talk to in government won't go public, but so many now have. Isn't that the silver lining that we are seeing Fallon step down? We are seeing so many bigwigs say this is crazy?
I am encouraged on that score. We need more of that, and we need to provide protection for these whistleblowers. But ideally, when this order is given to strike Iran, somebody's going to go to EP and tell us a week before so that we can really rally and try to do what we can to prevent it.
All right. Thank you, Ray McGovern.
Yep. It's been my pleasure, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Take care, Ray McGovern.
Bye.
Oh, what a great guy. He is mooey sick, obviously taking chemotherapy and the rest of it, still spending over an hour with us. Folks, people think they're bulletproof. People think they're bulletproof. The general public thinks it. And that type of positive outlook helps in some ways in life, but in others, it doesn't help. In other areas of life, it doesn't help. And, you know, earlier I read to you out of Bloomberg, I have AP, all the foreign headlines saying the dollar's plunging. The world asked the U.S. to stabilize the dollar. OPEC does not like the prices this high. Because they're not higher. It is the dollar. It's denominated in dollars. They're saying, you want us to stay on dollars to where people have got to use dollars to buy our oil, which keeps the dollar the world reserve currency, but now the world reserve currency is devaluing, so it takes more of them, and that's hurting everybody. They're saying, why don't we put it in other currencies, like the euro, that's worth 60-something percent more? And that's not that complex of a thought. And you tell adults, you tell businessmen, you tell people that, and they just say, my dollar's fine. I mean, the peso is approaching parity with the dollar. Now, you're going, well, I've seen some price increases, but I haven't seen that many. That's right. It hasn't hit here yet, except in commodities like oil. When it hits, folks, it's going to cascade very fast. Don't you understand what we're facing here? I know the listeners do, the general listeners, but, I mean, there are new listeners every day. They're busy laughing at us, threatening us, sending us emails, snickering on the street. This isn't funny. And if I had a dollar for every time I've had a yuppie smart mouth me or make a YouTube video saying the dollar's fine, you're full of crap, you conspiracy theorist, I am not full of anything. I am telling the truth. Did we get Luke Radowski in the wings? Go ahead and get him on. And this is another issue. I'm going to go ahead and I think about all the different facets to this, and I try to judge and gauge the human condition, the human makeup. I mean, I have enough trouble, you know, trying to gauge my own life. I just know this. I'm a good guy. I mean, I got my faults, but I'm doing this because I genuinely know we're under attack and we're under a great tyranny, and things are getting worse very fast. And I look at our movement, and I see great people at rallies and on the streets and in the message boards, but when it gets to our leadership, I really don't see a lot that encourages me. I mean, there's people like George Butler, little known. He's a good guy. Mark Hornke's a good guy. Jack McClam's a good guy. Pastor Butch Paul's a good guy. Ron Paul's a good guy. Maybe there's another dozen or so people that are prominent. Stan Monteith's good. People I know that are really good. And it just freaks me out because I'm like charging the enemy as hard as I can, trying to rally and warn on every rooftop. I'll be exhausted, not wanting to do radio interviews. I'll just go ahead and do them because I know I don't want to turn down warning people. And I do this out of wanting to warn people. I'm not driven by the engine of my ego. I wish I was. 10, 15 years ago, I was to a greater extent. I'm losing my ego. And I realize that I'm here rushing the enemy in placements, and I've got a bunch of people behind me bitching and griping about me, going, oh, look, he's a big leader. He's big and fancy. We're jealous, making stuff up and making everything about me, which only makes me, quote, bigger. But it hurts the movement, and it's just so frustrating.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th, that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All week in the run-up to the release of Truth Rising on Friday, July 4th, a declaration of independence against the terrorists that carried out the attacks, I'm going to be having We Are Change, 9/11 Truth, everybody in this movement. I want to get 9/11 Blogger on. I want to get the Loose Change guys on. I want to get a whole bunch of people. I'm trying to think of all the folks we should have on. But Luke Radowski, first and foremost, with us, and then Stuart Howe. We Are Change LA coming up the next segment. I'm going to get into a bunch of other news I haven't covered and recap some other issues. Luke, you've seen Truth Rising. I'm asking everybody to make copies of this like they've never made copies before. We're going to have a DivX version up on PrisonPlanet.tv for easy, high-quality burn, just a regular computer disc. Most new DVD players have DivX, so you can just give it to everybody that way. It's time to really turn the heat up, so I'm trying to enlist all the activists to go to the next level, because this film will show people the excitement, show them how to demonstrate, how to take over media events. It makes it exciting. It also exposes the first responders not getting treatment. Tell us what you think of Truth Rising.
Truth Rising is an amazing documentary that pretty much shows it all. I would ask everybody to get that DVD, burn it on DVD, give it out to everybody, show it to everyone you can, because this is a mind-blowing documentary that will really make people understand what's really going on.
Now, it was late one night while we were covering Bilderberg that you guys had a chance to see it. I mean, break down your view of the film.
The film starts off with the street actions, with the confrontation. It goes into great detail with all the first responders who are sick and dying, and all the troubles and all the headaches that they have to go through getting the proper help that they deserve. It goes into many celebrities who are speaking out for 9/11 Truth. It's very well put together. It's an amazing documentary, and it's going to blow people's minds away. Pass it on. Make everybody watch it.
Now, I don't know if you heard the show earlier. You probably didn't, but we have to make an issue out of this. We need to file a complaint with YouTube. They act most of the time, and they just suspend this person calling for murder's account. But there is an individual on there called Ariel Silverstein who is calling for he says he'll pay $100,000 per 9/11 truther that is murdered with a bullet to the head. He posted in the We Are Change, so this is your issue, the We Are Change, so you are aware of this?
That user has sent us many death threats before. He's been sending us death threats for the last couple of months.
Well, he says he's in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he's been putting it on the comments, and he's also making fun of my best friend who passed away, saying a lot of hurtful, negative things, but he's also calling for, the death and the murder of basically what...
And he lives there in New York? I mean, have you called the police about this?
I have not called the police department yet on this gentleman. It is only on YouTube that this man has been leaving his comments, but I'll probably be...
Yeah, but I mean, I found a whole bunch where he says, kill our children, too. I mean, this is getting serious. He says, I will pay $100,000 for each truther that's killed, so get hunting. It says, the only useful thing about this video is it's a convenient resource to identify all the moronic truther schizoids who need bullets planted firmly in their heads. I will pay $100,000 per truther, so get hunting. And then he talks about Dan has been silenced. Maggots have eaten you, Dan. Ha, ha, ha. No, Dan hasn't been silenced, and you're the maggot. Because this is all being exposed, and Dan will live on, and his voice will live on, and his father, who died when the government blew up those towers, the firefighter, it's sick, isn't it?
His memory will live on forever. He's the driving force behind We Are Change, and we'll never forget him. His message is always going to speak through our hearts, through our message.
And you've always said that. You're not saying that now. I mean, he may be dead, and his dad may be dead in the towers, but his voice isn't being stopped. This little bastard needs to know that.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be stopped, because we will continue to fight for what's right. And we will remember him, we will love him, and it's sad. And you could see how low and down and dirty these people will get by disrespecting him, Dan, who's passed away. He was one of my best friends. And now even people outside here at Ground Zero, whenever we do our street actions, they come and they have, big signs with, negative statements about Dan Wallace, and they hold it up next to us, and they try to antagonize us. They try to start fights with us. And, they use the fact that my best friend died and a very close member of We Are Change died as a way to attack us and to try to bring
us
down.
Well, here's how you defeat them, folks. You don't just say it. You commit and you do it. Buy a DVD burner. They got dual ones. They're inexpensive. Or we're going to have a DivX version, very easy to burn on regular disc. All of you commit to make 100 copies over the next weekend. Instead of just eating hot dogs and getting drunk or doing whatever or buying Walmart slave products, make copies of Truth Rising this weekend. Let's have it explode immediately, because the globalists are scared. Their little minions are scared, and they want to stop us. We need to intensify this. The truth is rising. 9/11 truth is exploding everywhere. No one can deny that fact. Luke Radowski, stay there. Truth Rising comes out Friday, T-minus 4 days.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying. Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Made's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Made in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Made and wake up feeling great.
Think about how far we have come. We're going to go back to Luke Radowski.
Don't call my name out your window.
Stuart Howe of We Are Change LA as well is about to join us. Countdown to Truth Rising this week. Midnight Thursday going into Friday morning. It's going to explode on the web at prisonplanet.tv. We've got dedicated IT folks and people that are going to be there making sure it smoothly happens. We appreciate them working or overseeing things on that holiday. Very important holiday, one of the few I actually celebrate. I will not be here Friday. Burmis may want to sit in. It may be a live show. I'm not sure. I'm tempted to record something. I've just got to see family, and I've committed to take off more so I don't fall apart. We're going to go back to Luke Radowski and Stuart Howard in just a moment, but I was talking to Luke for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and Infowars.com internet stream listeners behind the scenes. And he was talking about how they've got polls out where there are more 9/11 truthers than there are Republicans or Democrats. And that's true. We are the majority, ladies and gentlemen, and we're growing. And the establishment's scared, and you little murdering bastards out there are going to be brought to justice. And those of you that have defended this, it's all, I mean, you say we make this up. There's hundreds of declassified examples of where the crooks in government have staged events. Everybody's learning about that. Everybody's learning you're liars. Everybody's learning who you are. And I think when we take the country back, you're going to be brought to justice, some of you too. So just be, you know, brought up to speed on that. You're going to be known. You're going to have to leave the country and run to Costa Rica or Argentina because you're guilty of treason. And we're coming for you. I mean, we know you're murdering killers. We know your supporters and black ops are killers. And we know you think you can ship your drugs in and run everything and you claim you're patriotic. We've just had it with you. And we're not backing off and we're not going away. And I'm sure you're going to crush a few of us, but that blood makes the Liberty Tree grow. And it's just the more you attack, the stronger we get. So just go ahead, nuke Chicago, do whatever it is you're going to do, you bastards. The people are learning you're the terrorist, and you're forcing confrontations that are going to give you your Waterloo, they're going to give you your Barbarossa, that are going to give you your Lexington, your Concord, that are going to give you what's going to bring your system down, what's going to give you your Trenton. And so just be aware of that. We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment. Before I do that, I wanted to tell you about some of the people that make this broadcast possible. And one of those is eFoods Direct, the best storable foods company out there. They're shipping the food to you within a week to 2 weeks. Other people, it's 6-8 weeks. They can guarantee the quality, the fact that their food is non-GMO. They're just fabulous people. And that's where I recommend you get your storable foods. It's also very affordable. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. Huge banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I just hope that you will get a 2-month, a year, whatever you think you need in these dangerous times for whatever happens. It's the proper insurance policy to have. And the yuppies and the know-it-alls, they'll never be prepared. They'll be denying the dollar's been devalued when it hits parity with the peso, which is about to do. So you can also give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Get a free catalog, get a free DVD or audio presentation about their company, 800-409-5633. Give them a call. Also, Aloe-Ease is just one of many fine products that are carried by the folks that we have a big link to up on Infowars.com. NewVitality.com is the website. Aloe vera with a bunch of other herbs that have been known for centuries to flush out your guts and really detoxify you. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Give them a call. Try it out. They got Super Beta Prostate as well. Get a free catalog from them. Hundreds of products. 1-800-569-4056. And then in closing, Interfood, the best green food out there, bar none. If you go to Infowars.com and link through to the Interfood website, it's a mirror on their own side of their whole site, but all the products, you get 10% off just because you're an Infowars.com/Alex Jones listener. George Humphrey's friends with the guy that owns the company. It started right here in Austin. It's also out in Colorado. Best green food out there. I mean, I take it. Rob takes it. Aaron takes it here in the office. I truly believe in it. Best green food out there. 20 superfoods. Get 10% off. Tell them Alex Jones sent you as well. 1-866-762-9238. They have a whole other line of fine products as well. 1-866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Give them a call. 866-762-9238 or check out the food, innerfood.com, to find out more on the website right there. Okay, going back to Luke Radowski and then to Stuart Howe of We Are Change LA. This isn't an exercise. This isn't a drill. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. This is for all the marbles. The tyranny's coming down. They're using terror to bully us. They're saying we may have an attack, and then you'll love us again. Then you'll learn to let us take your rights. Then you'll learn to not question us. Boy, an attack would sure help us. These bastards think you're so stupid, they talk right at you. And they're also threatening more than half the population that knows they did it, saying, you watch it, we'll do it again, we'll torture you. They're a bunch of bully scum. And, Luke, I'm telling you, you need to file a complaint with YouTube, because he posted on your page saying you need to be killed. He's on his own page saying that our children need to be killed. And, man, I just can't handle it anymore. This America-hating trash just makes me sick. Luke, I mean, he's talking about Dan Wallace. He says, laugh out loud, Dan Wallace. I told him I would never stop talking about 5 years ago. He's in the Trees Rising film. He's on We Are Change website watching the they made a mirror of our trailer. And he's saying, well, Dan, you're not talking now, are you? So you were wrong. Laugh out loud, ha, 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 ha. He actually pawned himself here by saying he wouldn't stop doing something when he clearly has. Still, I guess having already been eaten by maggots, going back on a statement he made, and once again showing how troopers are always wrong and never stick to one thing, is the least of the worries. Laugh out loud, he, he. Then he goes into saying how he wants to pay $100,000 to have bullets put in our heads. This doesn't scare us or anything. It makes us want to fight you harder. It makes us commit harder. It makes the listeners tell more people about InfoWars.com or We Are Change. Luke, comments on that before I go to Stuart.
It just shows you how low these people will go to attack you. And it doesn't just go into YouTube. There's actual people who go out to our street actions and antagonize us, you know, using our best friend, Dan Wallace, who passed away, as a way to attack us. It's like psychological warfare to hurt us and to bring us down. But I just wanted to say, the more they attack us, the more that they try to hurt us, the more that they threaten us, the more we are resilient, the more we will stand up, the more we will believe in truth and love, because this is what makes it real. When we go through all this, this makes it so
real.
Yeah,
when you have the cops come up and say, your camera's a gun, we're going to say you have bombs, we know you don't, we're going to frame you, you really know the government's the terrorist then. I mean, you really learn it, folks. I mean, you know, you can talk the talk, folks, but you got to walk the walk.
This makes it true, this makes it real, and people have to understand it's not a game, it's life or death, but we're willing to stand up, we're willing to put ourselves on a line.
Well, you know, Luke, the Bible talks about being persecuted is actually a blessing. I never understood that when I was a child. It's really true. You feel sorry for them, but it also empowers you to help other people that aren't informed and to stand up. It is a blessing when you're being persecuted.
It makes it all, you know, what we have to go through, it makes it so real. You just understand that you have to fight even more, and that's what we're going to do. And people don't understand. The more they attack us, it backfires on them, because now we're going to release more videos, because now we're going to go confront more people. Now we're going to work harder on 9/11/08 this year. We're going to do everything in our power to do what's right, because we have basically a lot of everything against us, but nothing is going to stop us, because we really have truth and love on our side, and there's nothing else we really need. But that, and that's what we're going to use as a way to change this country, to change this world.
Absolutely. Let's bring Stuart Howe up. Stuart, sorry we got you up late on the show. We Are Change Los Angeles, big part of making Truth Rising such a success. Again, the film is meant to spread activism, activist journalism, whether it's on the North American Union or Trans-Texas Corridors or gun control or borders or whatever you're into. This is a film that is made to be viral, made to energize young people. And, Stuart, as soon as the DVDs are actually being tracked to be delivered tomorrow, but they don't ship out until the Saturday after July 4th. Everybody needs to get their order in now, but I'll get you a copy, everybody. In fact, anybody who's with We Are Change, anybody who's contributed, we'll forget. We're a small operation. Let us know. Email Aaron at InfoWars. We'll make sure you get a copy out, but I just want to thank you, Stuart, for all you've done.
My pleasure, Alex. It's an honor and a joy, you know, to be out there with you guys, you know, to stand shoulder to shoulder with you and Luke. I got to tell you, you said something earlier that struck a chord. This is not a joke, and that was brought home very, very strongly at Bilderberg.
Talk about that some, Stuart.
Well, you know, just to see the presence of these scoundrels and how they went about their deceptive acts, and Jim Tucker makes the good point that good works are done in the light of day, and evil is done under a cloak of darkness. And to see the lengths that these people went to maintain secrecy was astounding. And to be, confronted by armed men with shoot-to-kill orders, as we were out there at night especially, it was really empowering to stand with everybody out there, all the good souls that were out there, and it was amazing. And that, I bring that power back and let that, empower our whole group out here in moving forward, because we've got a lot of work ahead of us, and it's an amazing thing to be part of.
Well, it certainly is, my friend. You haven't had a chance to see Truth Rising, but a lot of the work you guys did is in there. Also, your interview with Martin Sheen that Stuart conducted is in there. I mean, a lot of this stuff you've seen on YouTube here and there, you may have forgotten about more of than you remember. You'll now see it in its original video quality. A lot of things that haven't been seen are in the film. It also chronicles the first responders, the government documents, how they knew the dust was killing them, and then how they blocked funding. And I saw an article last week with the federal government and the city government saying, oh, you're just hypochondriacs, you're fine, when Mount Sinai and when the universities have done the chest scans, they're dying in mass. All the dogs died years ago. And they just say, hey, shut up. You're not sick as your teeth fall out and you go in a coffin. There's fire chiefs that are dying who've had heart attacks who are 50 years old. There's police dying. And they just say, shut up and die. Shut up! I mean, that's what they think of you police and military and emergency workers. Can you speak to that, Luke?
I mean, that's what they're doing, and it's sick and disgusting seeing New York's bravest, the fire department, the police department, even construction, sanitation workers, being spit on and disrespected by the government. I mean, it is just incredibly disgusting knowing that heroes, literally heroes who went to rescue people, were lied to and are being denied the help that they deserve. And we're here in New York City, we're raising money for these people because these people need all the help they could get. They were lied to by the government, they're being denied help by the government right now, and it's our job as the people to help each other out. And that's what we're doing at WeAreChange.org. We just released a first responder video a couple of days ago. People could see it on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WeAreChange. See the interview we did with a union organizer who basically lost all his teeth because of medication, because of everything he went through, because of Ground Zero.
Well, there's 56,000 of them. Thousands have now died. Thousands certified by hospitals, by universities, by CAT scans. And the government just says, shut up and die, basically. Shut up. Just shut up and let us use your name to launch wars. That's what makes me so sick. Dan Wallace lost his dad, a firefighter, one of the towers. And these feds show up and make fun of him and his dead dad. And, the thing is, they're egomaniacs. They think it hurts us to be dissed. No, it only emboldens us. And I don't even hate these people anymore. I actually see them for the pathetic, sad, heartless, little crone-like demons. It's upsetting for humanity. And it's upsetting for our own people when they get confused by it. But. I mean, overall, it's just we're two different creatures. I mean, there is a mindset. There's a level. And I just am so sad that most of the public is locked off in this materialistic, low-level, petty demon level. I mean, do you see what I'm saying, Stuart?
I do. And I think, conversely, that's how we're going to win, Alex, is because they're overplaying their hand so dramatically. And they're showing themselves to be completely about deception, and it's these overt acts of lying and of disrespecting the people that are there to look out for us, the police and the military, that's going to help create their downfall.
Well, here's an example. The Screw Loose Change people, all deception, all lies, all twisting. And I told Burmese a month ago when I first saw this, he goes, look, one of the main guys on the Screw Loose Change site, he is saying that he's in the army. He's showing his documents. He's been chipped. And I said, Burmese, that's going to be a hoax. That's going to be a fake. And then a few days later, he said, no, it's not. I promise. These guys mean well. They're not agents. He doesn't think 9/11 is an inside job. And I said, Burmese, it's going to be fake. But I said, okay, watch. I'll go on air, and we'll report on it. And then later, they're going to say they hoaxed us, showing what idiots we are. And he said, no, it's not. But finally, Burmese now finally respects me. I've been right about 10 things. He's been wrong about every one of them. And then later they call in and laugh at me and say, you got hoaxed. And I just went on air and said, my cousin got a chip. The military's getting chips. It's in these news articles. And these guys at Screw Loose Change, he says he got one. He showed documents. Now they come out and say, we're liars. The military's not getting chips. They hoaxed us. That only shows they're premeditated deceivers, forgers, and liars. It doesn't discredit us. Luke, Stuart?
It proves us right. And these little disrespectful pieces of trash, you know, that's what they are. And I pity them. I feel sorry for all of them because, you know, they're empty inside. They're nothing. They're worthless. You know, and if you want to feel like you're doing something right, you know, you're going to have to make a point. You're going to have to make a stand behind truth or lies. And it's going to come a point in time where there's so many 9/11 truthers out there that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to have to make a standpoint where they stand. Do you stand with the truth?
Exactly.
Do you stand with the lies? Where do you stand?
It's real simple. A criminal element staged the attacks. If we don't expose them, they're going to stage more. I don't like having to risk my life and stand up here and do this. Luke doesn't like it, but we're committed, and it's a good feeling once you're committed on the side of righteousness. Stuart Howe, any websites you want to plug?
Yeah, we've got a new website. It's WACLA.org. WACLA.org. We have a donate button. We're running on a shoestring. We're, you know, doing everything we can to stay in the fight. So if anybody could help us, that'd be great. We've got a big action coming up on the 4th of July in Santa Monica, the top of the Santa Monica Pier and 3rd Street Promenade. And we're doing everything we can to back you up, Alex and Luke.
Well, you guys are great. I'm asking every We Are Change, every 9/11 Truth Group, everybody. I purposely didn't make this film about me. I tried to not even be in it, but I got arrested, so that's in there. I mean, I really would like nothing more than to energize new leaders and kind of go back into the shadows because I want to see others be leaders. It doesn't need to be about Alex Jones. And that's what this film is all about. And I just want to bring out the fact they staged the attacks. And I'm asking everybody to get this film out to everyone. I am giving it to the world. Luke Radowski, Stuart Howe, both from We Are Change. God bless you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Take care. We'll come out with a final segment with some final news. Stay with us.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom.
PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah, the CENTCOM junkies, firing troops, Israelis, they're all over our message boards just saying, we're going to kill you. And you can go back to their website, see them in uniform. They're showing their teeth because they know they're going down. It's going to come out. Their bosses carried out the attacks. It's going to come out. They've been working for the wrong team. And some of you out there, we know we're involved. You're going to, after you get a jury of your peers, you know what's going to happen to you, right? We don't look forward to it. Just justice has to be done. You're going to have to die. So we know we're going to win. We know we're committed. And we know that when justice is finally done, a lot of us won't even be here anymore. But you're going to hang high. You're going to hang high for what you did committing those murders. And you're not going to get away with what you've done. And those of you that have aided it knowingly, after the fact, you're gonna go to prison. And those of you that we can prove knew it was an inside job and covered it up, you are going to be accomplices to mass murder after the fact, and you're going to be executed as well. But I said due process, full judicial review, the whole nine yards. You will get your constitutional rights that you've tried to keep from us, you've tried to take it from us. You are murderers. And you will be brought to justice. Is there no end to you bastards? We've interviewed special forces colonels. It's been in some U.S. newspapers that they flew out 6,000 Taliban al-Qaeda commanders to safety. Those forces are now being used to attack Iran. Here's ABC News today. Years after we told you about this, is White House blocking search for bin Laden? Question mark. Pentagon would use special forces and have bin Laden in Pakistan, New York Times says. This is just ridiculous. Now, I've been told by inside sources in the CFR and CIA that he's been dead since early 2002, and then he's on ice, and they may pop him out at any time. We were told that 5 years ago, of course. The Pentagon has drafted a secret plan that would send U.S. special forces into wild tribal regions of Pakistan to capture or kill Osama bin Laden. Folks, it came out before 9/11 in British newspapers that there were British and U.S. troops guarding bin Laden in this very region of Pakistan. So, it's just incredible. But the public thinks Afghanistan is the Middle East. So, just like they think the dollar's still strong. And a lot of these people that death threat us and stuff, they really think they're defending the United States. They don't understand. I mean, here's Ron Paul. I've also got OPEC saying it and a bunch of others, saying tripling of fuel prices. Paul, Iran war will triple energy prices. Republican Congressman Ron Paul warns against military engagement in Iran, saying bombing will cause energy prices to skyrocket. In a speech on the House floor, I meant to play that last night, didn't have time. Congressman Paul suggested that the U.S. is inching towards an endless struggle similar to the Iraq war. In the last several weeks in front of and if not for months, we've heard a lot of talk about potential for Israel and the United States to bomb Iran. Energy prices are being bid up because of this fear. It has been predicted that if bombs start dropping, that will see energy prices double or triple, said the Republican. Yeah, and 70-plus percent is the dollar, and then that other 25% or so is the war hysteria. just amazing. Truth Rising, order it now at InfoWars.com on DVD. You'll be the first to get it when it ships out this coming Saturday and Monday. And you'll be able to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv Friday. And also, there'll be a new Prison Planet where you'll be able to comment on the stories and you know the new look and all that. And then we're going to change it up even in a few months again. But PrisonPlanet.com will be metamorphosizing. We'll be going through a metamorphosis. in the next 24 hours. So stay tuned for that as well. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com for Ray McGovern or any of the calls or guests or news I covered. You'll want to go to InfoWars.com and the restreams right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You're listening to GCN.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit.